here's the deal. We're going to break into this house, and all we have to do is steal this one VHS tape.
Which one is it?
I don't know, man. Let's just look at this tape.
What's so special about this tape, anyway?
You're all gonna fucking die up here.
What episode is this? Hunting and some change, there you go. It's like Sam's.
Hunting and change.
Hunting and change, whatever. I think it's a hunting and a dub right now, whatever. No, it's a, okay, hunting. Alright, people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 117. I'm your sponsor, Multiple 911.
This is Z.
I'm Skinny.
That is Sammy. Sammy, how you spell your name?
S-A-M-I.
Okay, I've been putting Y. All
right. That doesn't care. Okay, whatever. Spell it.
Okay, so, excuse me, but I had a movie spoilers event last night, and there was a lot more motherfuckers that showed up than I thought it would or whatever, and I got random-ass text messages now. I don't even know who the fuck half these people are or whatever, but someone just popped up on my Skype right now. Hey, what are you doing right now? Fucking doing a show right now. That's what I'm doing. Shit. And we're here to talk about VHS, which I watched one half of it sober and the other half after an event and getting fucked up, so.
And it's 2 hours, so you can break it up.
Yeah, and it gave me a fucking headache, too, actually, because I was like, it's 4 a.m. in the morning and I could be sleeping, but I'm finishing up the last hour of this shit.
Did it put you to sleep?
No, because my alcohol started wearing off. I know. It was a sad, sad thing, actually. It was actually bothering. It was actually giving me a headache more because I had company coming. And by company, I mean some ass. But I had company coming over, and I was just trying to get through this movie as quickly as possible because I did not want to watch this with company. So as I was passed out on my bed, butt-ass naked from getting out of those hot-ass clothes I was wearing. So
that makes sense. Okay.
Is it weird that this movie gave me a boner too, by the way?
From all the nudity?
No, just at the end. I don't know if it was just because I was drinking or whatever and horny, but I don't know what it was, but I just got a boner off of it.
Then yes, it's weird.
I think the reason why that happened is because I tried to entertain myself. So I just got a hard on or whatever and just started playing with it a little bit.
While you were watching this?
Yeah, while I was watching it.
Hmm.
But like the movie was so bad that even I couldn't play with myself to make it exciting. So I just stopped doing it and just realized, wow, I just need to take a shower and go to bed now because this is terrible, actually. This movie's a piece of shit. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm not sorry. Why do I apologize for that?
It spawns two more sequels.
Three. Another one coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know you're excited for that, right, Z?
No.
This is the only time I've seen this one. This is the only one I've seen of all of them.
I thought you said you hated them.
I watched the first one, and I hated it, so I stopped watching it.
This is the first one.
Well, the first short, or whatever you call
it. Now you're confusing me now. Sammy, were you confusing me?
Now I'm confused.
No. Lehu loved him, didn't he?
Yeah.
He loved
the shit out of him. That's why he's no longer here. He loved the shit out of him. I remember, last year, 4th of July, when the last one had came out, me and Jason from Raid Select, we saw it, and me and him, we were talking about it, and we, you know, and Jason's a big horror guy, but he doesn't like this shit neither, and we were just sitting there looking like, we was laughing because we were like, this shit is fucking stupid.
I don't know, this is like found footage to like to the extreme, I guess. Collection of short stories put into one.
It's an anthology series, kind of like American Horror Story in a way.
Yeah, like kind of like Creepshow, stuff, Trick or Treat, whatever.
Yeah, it's an anthology found footage series, which I'm sorry, but that just doesn't work in a movie because number one, none of this shit has tie-ins. Doesn't make any damn sense. They're just random ass videos of people dying and stuff like that. They were just, and then at the ending, oh my god, this movie overstayed its welcome like a motherfucker. Because at first, I'm looking at the time frame here. I'm looking at my phone as I was watching this on my phone. And I clicked on it, and it said it had about 26 minutes left. And at this 26-minute mark, at this 26-minute motherfucking mark, I thought the movie ended because those motherfuckers in that house that I was watching these tapes died. But somehow, shut the fuck up, dog, right now. I'm on a rant. But somehow, this fucking... Is that my... Okay, yeah. Somehow, this motherfucker... I will feed you in a minute, motherfucker. Hold on, shit. I'm on a motor point right now. This motherfucking movie found the balls and the audacity, not to end the movie there, but to give us one more story about motherfuckers on Halloween trick-or-treating in the gayest fucking costumes I've ever seen and complimenting each other on their costumes. Mm-hmm. And it just kept going. I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this?
They pretty much, every short pretty much tackled the popular genre of a horror movie.
You got vampires, a teen slasher.
Was that a vampire? I don't know what that was.
That was a vampire. Come on. What the fuck else is going to be? It bites you. It's got fangs. And it turned into a bat. What else would it be, Z?
I just thought it was like a demon or something.
No, that was a fucking vampire.
That was a fucking vampire, Z. Come on, man. You're making a vampire movie right now. Making a fucking vampire movie. What else did you think it was? You thought it was a demon?
I just thought it was a demon. I did not know it was a vampire.
To quote George Clooney in From Dusk Till Dawn, when he said, psychos don't fucking explode when sunlight's in them. Demons don't fucking bite people and fly off as a bat. I don't give a fuck how bat shit crazy they are.
Okay.
You're confusing me, Z. Why did you think that was a demon? Why?
Because the face, and I didn't really see a bat. It was so freaking dark. You only see small little glimpses of it.
Sammy, did you catch that? That was a bat?
Yes, that was a fucking bat. Fucking carries him off in the motherfucking sky.
Did you see the fangs? Did you see the fangs in the mouth?
Yes.
Okay, did you see her super strength? Did you see the strength of this bitch?
It still could have been a demon.
Demons don't have strength. Shit, vampires are strong ones. Come on, man. You're supposed to be the horror expert here. Shit. God damn you, Z. I hate you. I hate you so fucking much. Not even funny. Oh, it's not even funny. God, I hate you. You can't call yourself a horror expert no more. You can't do that. You're a fucking vampire. You have to be deaf, blind, and dumb not to see that was a vampire. And in the circus, by the way. To not see that was a vampire. Are you in denial of vampires not existing or something? You having that phase with you right now or something?
That vampires don't exist?
You having some religious thing going on because Halloween's coming up? You trying to late that, even the movies, these things don't exist now? What are you doing now? What's going on?
Nothing. I just did not know. I just thought it was a demon. I could not think of it as a vampire. I did not think of it at all.
Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
What was the last demon movie you saw where a bitch was eating motherfuckers?
I gotta think. I'll answer soon. I just gotta think.
Sammy, same question.
Fuck. The one with Megan Fox.
She was a vampire. She wasn't a demon.
Was she a vampire?
Yeah, she was a vampire.
I don't know. I fell asleep during that movie. It was a shit.
I never seen the movie.
I don't blame you. That bitch can't act. She ain't even good for bending over no more. Anyway,
what the fuck?
Today's drink is brought to you by Vanilla Cognac.
Is that how it's going to be? Is it going to sponsor drink?
No, not sponsoring. I'm just trying to get over the fact that you couldn't tell us a vampire. Come on. It's in your face. It's in your face. It don't get no more in your face. Like, I'm doing what this girl was doing last night. My fingers and shit is waving around. I'm getting ghetto and shit right now. Just your fingers in your face. The vampire, Z. Come on. You making a fucking vampire. Did you not see the fangs in the mouth?
You can still have fangs as a demon.
When the fuck have you seen fangs of a demon that look like that?
I'm trying to pull up a picture.
Oh, my fuck.
Demons?
No, just kill of the...
People. Demons take souls.
That's
they
all...
kill people. That's all they do. They don't eat them.
I can tell you this right now. We get more demon and movies like demon movies than we do vampire movies. And when have you seen... Okay, last demon movie you just saw was Insidious, see? Did anyone eat anyone in that motherfucker?
Nobody did anything in that movie.
There you go. Okay.
True.
Vampires fucking eat. Demons don't do shit. There you go. God damn, Z. Blow my fucking mind sometimes.
I'm looking. Nothing. I'm just looking at that's pictures. Nothing.
You can't find it because it doesn't exist.
That fucking exists. That's why you ain't never seen a demon eat anyone. You know why? Because they too busy fucking throwing knives at ceilings and opening and closing doors and shit like that. That's what demons do. And then at the end of the movie,
people.
And yeah, then at the end of the movie they possess your ass and then the camera just shuts off. That's what demon movies do.
Okay,
moving on now. See, okay, you still looking and you can't find. What does that tell you then?
No, I'm trying to find a good picture of the bat.
He's going
to
find me a Halloween costume and shit or something. Like, I don't want to see that shit. All right, moving on. See, give me a fucking plot synopsis. You ain't going to find this shit.
VHS, directed by so many people. Yeah. Starring no one. I don't know a budget.
It's like a horror version of movie 43.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought when I watched this. Box office, 1.9 million. And it's... Six short movies of found footage. That's the best.
That many? Goddamn.
Yeah. One I completely forgot of. The alien one I completely didn't give a shit about. The one on,
there's alien one in here?
The one on Skype where the girl was talking to a boyfriend on Skype.
That was an alien?
Where she had the butt on her fucking arm?
Yeah.
I would have thought that was demon possession.
No, I looked that one up because I'm like, I don't understand this. And it's like, everyone's like, oh, it's about alien possessed, and that the doctor's working with them. I'm like, that makes no sense, but whatever.
No. No. I thought it was like some little fucking ghost children.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I thought it was a ghost children.
I thought that, too, until, you know, then put out a fetus. That's why I had to look it up, and like, it was like unanimous that it was aliens.
What the fuck? Okay, people just making up shit now. Where would you find this at?
Google. I googled what the fucking thing was.
Okay, I know Google's a fucking search engine. You don't find shit on Google. You look things up on Google, motherfucker.
I typed.
I swear, I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you. Where did you find it, Z? Not how did you find it?
Message boards, joeblow.com. I'm looking through my history.
Okay, never mind. Sam, take it away. Okay, the plot synopsis, Z, is not the 16th watchman. The plot synopsis is you got four douchebag-ass friends, whatever, wandering to a house because they do a bunch of douchebag things, such as raping a bitch in a fucking parking lot. Breaking windows, doing what white people in Ohio do, because they have nothing else better to do. Sorry, Z. And, no, it's not sorry, it's probably what you do on a daily basis, too. And they somehow find a way that, you know, going into this house and taking this tape, no research whatsoever, no background or whatever, just, if they get this tape, they'll make more money than they ever make, because making $50 for just forcing a girl to show her tits on camera, that's chump change right there. We can make $100 if we get this one tape. They don't know which tape they're looking for. They don't even know what's on the fucking tape. We don't even know who the guy told them this bullshit. You just wander in our house. They find a dead body there. And as they search the house for tapes, one by one friend is murdered every time they watch one of these tapes that are in the VCR. Now, the bullshit with that excuse is these tapes are about at least 20 fucking minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
What in the fuck is the other three friends doing for 20 goddamn minutes before they decide to come back to that room to find the friend vanished?
The only thing I know is that those guys were downstairs and taking all those tapes. That's the other one, I have no idea what the hell he was doing, but...
It makes no goddamn sense how each one of these guys were gone for that goddamn long. Even, and you bring that up, but those, remember at the end of the film, those two guys went back to that room together, one left for 2 minutes, and the motherfucker's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he only left for 2 minutes, but we had to watch another fucking tape, which was the last one. I think it was the alien one, I don't remember.
The very, Yes, that was the last.
The Halloween party one.
That was the one that played after they all
that
died.
That was the one after that one. What was the last one before the
Skype, the video chat?
Yeah, the alien.
Yeah, that, hey, whatever that. But okay, you people are ignorant. Y'all just made up that shit. That ain't no fucking alien shit. That's the weirdest fucking alien shit I've ever seen. Then kid you not, because they look like little ghost children. Why are they ghost children? Is this movie that damn cheap? It couldn't fucking put little South Park alien heads on these kids.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been funny as shit. I thought it was just a pissed off neighbor that's saying, "Bitch, you talk too loud. Close your door." Shit. Yeah, I thought he did her a favor. He's just like, and then the next time she's, the light is too far away from the room, oh, but I got this Polaroid camera. How the fuck does that help? How the fuck does that help? What ignorant bitch would think of that? Seriously. And then she took a flash of it. This motherfucker chilling watching TV, and he gets up pissed. Oh, I just ran, whatever. Yeah, bitch, he was watching Good Times, and you fucked this show up. Shit.
What's funny is that, who uses a fucking Polaroid anymore?
It's funny because, yeah, they're using Skype, and yet they has a fucking Polaroid just sitting there.
And I don't know what time frame this was taking place, especially with those four guys at the beginning.
I was going to say, those four guys at the beginning, that shit had to have been taking place in the 90s.
Yeah, like VCRs and shit. Oh, I haven't seen a VCR in how long? How many years? Like, good 10 years.
Damn the VCRs. Did you see the TVs that they had at that house? Those TVs was fucking outdated as a motherfucker. Matter of fact, everything in this scenario was outdated. But it's funny because as this scenario is outdated, when they watch those tapes are in the fucking future.
Yeah, they were, yeah. That's why this movie really makes not much sense.
Oh, but horror enthusiasts love it, though. They find it unique. I find it to be bullshit, because that first video we watched of, was the first one was the vampire one?
First one was the vampire one.
Okay, that shaky cam got on my fucking nerves.
They were all bad.
That one was heavily shaky cam, though. The four guys that went to the house, the opening where they're just, like, breaking windows in the snow and shit like that with bats or whatever, that one was shaky as shit. I was 5 minutes in this movie and said, yeah, it's already a fuck it.
That one and the, I think the worst, well, that one with the glasses, but also the nanny cam when they get the Halloween party.
Halloween party one?
That one was bad, too.
The last one? Yeah.
Yeah, that one was really bad. I mean, the honeymoon one, I think it was honeymoon, I don't know. And then the woods one, those were pretty decent.
That honeymoon one was boring as shit, too, by the way.
It was.
Really?
I didn't.
All of this was boring!
But then, you got this setup, though, like, for the honeymoon one, it's just like, oh, they're lesbian lovers that just wanted to, I was lost by that. I was just like, how the fuck did we get to this point?
Yeah, it led up. Oh, that was a big, like, it, like, led you up to something, and then it just completely failed. Like,
what was a what-the-fuck moment, really? Like, you can't, like, well, that was all of them, though, but that one mainly, but it was, all of them led up to just, like, how the fuck did we get to this point right here? Like, none of them had this story of, like, oh, it could have been in this or something like that. And then they go to, I guess it was Mexico where they went?
Yeah, Arizona, Mexico, New Mexico, whatever.
I love it because she's like, he's like, wash your hands and shit like that after touching that Mexican donkey or that Mexican horse and shit. This bitch managed to put her hands on a lot worse shit in this fucking short story here. And he didn't want to tell her to wash her goddamn hands before that. I was like, right. That horse was the least of her fucking problems. You're in a fucking Mexican camp right now.
Right. That's why I just think that one was probably the obvious. Well, I'm not going to say the worst one, but it's up there as bad.
What was the point of her putting his toothbrush in the toilet?
Right. What was the point of that one? Why did Lee? Why kill him if, lesbian lovers, who gives a shit? Why kill him? What's the point?
Thank you. What was the point? They stole money from him and shit like that? It's just like, okay, why she just didn't kill him the first night? Basically what I'm saying. Why even prolong this any longer?
Yeah, that one, as a story standpoint, I absolutely terrible.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, absolutely terrible. I take it, it must be a motherfucker to get divorced nowadays, huh? It must be a motherfucker. It's so hard to get divorced nowadays and start a lesbian love session. So hard now that you gotta kill a motherfucker. It's that hard now.
Yeah.
Why she just didn't kill him on that mountain? Could've just shoved his ass. Nobody found him for days.
Right. And they kind of made it like when mysterious when she was in the room the first night, mm-hmm. and then you know trying and playing with the knife. Then the whole toothbrush thing, you thought, oh, something's going to happen, and then all of a sudden you see what happens the next night, and it's just a complete letdown.
I first thought it was his wife that was doing that. I thought she was going to run across the girl that they met outside or some shit like that.
Yeah. It was just, storytelling point, it was obvious, it was 100% the worst one. Because it was, like you said, it was boring, nothing happened. And then you get to a very anticlimactic ending.
Yeah. Two bitches making out, and you couldn't even get a good shot of that. I was like, it's all dark and shit. I was like, damn, at least show me something. I mean, and plus, I'm not going to lie, that bitch was ugly anyway, so I really wasn't that high, hard for it. So.
And yeah. Why film it?
Thank you. Yes. Okay, why film it? By the way, they kind of foreshadowed it, excuse me, with her slowly locking the door. I don't know if they lingered that camera on there, but why was this bitch filming, you know, the whole depth of this and putting his toothbrush and stuff like that and robbing him and stuff like that? Why were they filming that again?
Yeah.
Why would you film that?
Why couldn't he just check the camera?
I got a better question. Why the fuck did he have to die?
Yeah.
Bitch, a courthouse is down. You in Mexico. It's easy to get divorced down there. Shit. All they want is money. You just pay them and bam, you're done.
I wish it was that simple for me. But,
it is simple. You could have took her to Mexico and divorced her ass. You simple. You should have did it that way. You should have been like, let's take one last trip together. Trick that motherfucker. Take her to Mexico.
And leave her.
Then bam. Okay, if this phone don't stop fucking ringing.
Z, you got married? I'm dead. Don't fucking kill me. Are you serious?
I was married before,
yeah.
You got married?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Z's a married man. That's right.
It's like a $25,000 wedding.
God!
What the fuck?
God damn! Woo!
25!
I didn't know that part now.
Yeah, we had about 300 people at the wedding.
300? Motherfucker. Jeez. Motherfucker, why'd you get... Why'd you spend $25,000 on this shit?
We both have huge families.
It doesn't fucking matter.
You should have went to Vegas.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, where did y'all get married at?
In Toledo. We got...
And it still cost that fucking much?
Wait. My cousin got married in fucking Beverly Hills at a country club for 20 grand. Where the fuck did you get married that cost that extra 5 grand?
Wedding dress was about 3,000.
I said where?
Where? Just this like really fancy church, and we had this huge like.
There you go. You just said it right there. Church. That's the reason why.
Church. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. They just fucked you over. That's all that was. Did you not hear what I said? A Beverly Hills country club, 20 grand. Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Country club, and then reverse yours. Toledo church.
Right.
You see what I'm getting at with location wise, right? Yeah. As far as the expensive here, you get what I'm saying here?
Right, yeah.
Sammy, Beverly Hills Country Club or Toledo Church, which one would you prefer to get married at? That's what I'm saying.
Beverly Hills.
Thank you. So where the fuck did that extra 5 grand come in?
Well, you got the hall, too. That was very expensive.
We had the hall as well.
You get married at Country Club, it comes with all of that.
We didn't, so...
You know, even
what the fuck? Even
my good friend, one of my best friends, whatever, she got married on a boat and cost less than your fucking wedding did. Good lord, man.
I didn't pay anything. I only paid for the tux, so.
Yeah, because their parents paid for that shit, right? They both do.
Right. They did.
Oh my god, I'm dead. Because when I got married, it only cost me 5 grand. 5 grand.
You can't get married at whorehouses, Sammy. Come on up. No. Where'd you get married at, Sammy?
I got married in Toronto.
What is the church?
No, God, no.
Tim Hortons.
The actual ceremony we did in fucking City Hall. Yeah, fuck that. We were just like, there was like not even seven people there. We're like, fuck it. Whatever.
And the reception was at Tim Hortons?
Was it at Tim Hortons? I will admit, there was a lot of Tim Hortons at that at the reception.
I'll tell you this.
It was the reception that cost me money.
Yeah. The way of having a cheap wedding is fucking get married at a courthouse and then just rent out a hotel, a room, whatever and shit, and have a big-ass party for your family to come to that bullshit.
That's all we did.
Unfortunately for me, I don't have family in California. They're in London, Puerto Rico, and shit like that, so I don't have to invite a goddamn single soul if I ever... So, hey, I give a fuck. Number two, like the best thing about a man getting married is they don't have to pay a goddamn dime.
Right, right.
Woman's parents pay all that shit. It's tradition. So, I'll tell you
that. No, that's not true. He did want to buy my wedding dress, so I let him.
Who'd you get married to is what I want to know.
Who?
Yeah, who did you get married to?
I married a Puerto Rican guy.
We're not talking about me right now. We're not talking about who you got married to. And I'm only half breed. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I married a half Puerto Rican guy.
I where's my ring at?
I married the less cute, less fun, loser American Puerto Rican dude.
I thought you were gonna say the last fine guy in Toronto.
No, he was American. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's why. See, there's no good looking Toronto guys. That's for sure.
Well, there are, but they're gay.
Nah, that's debatable. I've seen a lot of you Toronto motherfuckers, and I go like, looks ain't your best department in nil when it comes to men, huh? I see why the women just settle for whatever they can get.
It's true. It's kind of like England like that. You see these gorgeous women with torn up dudes, and you're like, what the fuck? You better have money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because Nick Hodges is an ugly motherfucker, so...
I rode on that motherfucker's back naked in a pool.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
I did.
That's fucking awesome. All right, Sammy, you catching up with me? I got three of those, and you got one. So all right, two more, and you up there.
You know who he looks like?
Who does he look like, Z?
Andy Dick.
How long you was married for?
How long was I married for?
Z.
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
Yes, bro. You and me, year and a half.
Oh, so it takes a year and a half.
It takes a year and a half for these motherfuckers to look at us and go, "What the fuck?"
Oh, I wanted a divorce the next day. After the wedding.
Was it that fucking
dude?
Oh, we were arguing big time in the airport.
I love it because I wanted the divorce for the next day, but it took a year and a half to get the papers ready. Oh, how long did you know this girl? What made you marry her?
Well, I don't.
Was she at least pretty?
Yeah, she was.
You went to high school with her or something?
What's that?
You went to high school with her or something?
No. We were together 3 years before we got married.
Okay, that's a reasonable amount then, yeah.
Okay. So.
And she became super bitch once you put that ring on her finger?
Right.
Yes. That's usually how it works. Either you become super bitch after a child or super bitch after marriage.
So, she thought I was someone else. She tried
to. Yeah, I was going to say, the problem why some women do that too is, and I don't want to put shame on all women, because sometimes guys, but sometimes women have different expectations once you get married, and they see you as something different.
Correct.
So if you're not meeting the expectations, they'll give you shit. And in their point of view, they're looking at it as a way of motivating you. They just don't know how to go about it in the right way.
Correct.
Just do it the way I do it. Just say, get up off your fucking ass and do it. Shit.
You learn a lot after you get fucking married for a year and a half, and you realize, and once you start going past it all, you realize, like, what the fuck? No, fuck this. This is what you get. This is what I expect of you. If you can't meet those expectations, fuck you. You really learn to...
You've learned a lot.
Take shit.
You learn a lot about relationships when you fuck as much as I have, so there you go.
Either fuck a lot or get married.
I've
fuck it up.
I've done both, so yeah. So I've done both.
You've done both.
27 years of living. Yes. I've been with every type of chick and every demeanor that it could go wrong or whatever. I've done it all. And I'm very proud of that. From three
except
ways to four ways to being tied up to tying that bitch up to all kind of shit. To public, to on top of someone, to in front of friends, to orgies. I should probably shouldn't put that. But there's a lot of shit that I've been involved with, and I love it all. And I'm going to go get checked out from the doctor for my weekly treatment after we're done with this show.
Nice.
That syphilis is a motherfucker. No, I'm just shit burns. No, I'm let's talk about the, since we talked about the honeymoon one, let's talk about the, which by the way, that's a boring ass honeymoon too, by the way.
It was.
I mean, who the fuck would go to that place? I was like, all I see is rocks, dirt, and a cheap ass fortune teller.
Yeah.
What a way to take your wife that you just married to. Like, wow, that is awesome. That's awesome. Be like Wayne and paint that bitch a picture.
Well, singing diamonds.
Diamonds.
Good point, Z. Singer Diamonds.
I mean, nothing drops the panties off than that song.
Oh, that is definitely.
Oh, that's so true.
Damn, Wayne, come on. You know it's bad when the Ohio guy knows that don't even take panties off. Come on. Lastly, spoiling at the movies, though, she wonders why we are so mean to him.
Oh. She wonders why.
She says at the end of the show, "Stop being mean to him."
you bully.
We were just laughing, and we were just saying, "Oh no, he didn't bring his girlfriend on here. She's so about to get ripped right now."
What?
Oh man,
that's kind of like.
I asked her a very important question. I thought it was important, and I asked, "Where the fuck did Wayne's balls go?"
In her purse.
They're in her purse.
Oh, I just didn't look there, Sammy. I'm sorry.
They're always in the fucking purse. I always securely remove them from the gentleman that I am with and place them in my purse. Right into my Steve Madden bag.
She said something very funny that I've been getting shit for this whole week now because people keep making fun of me about it now. They make it so fun about it, they're making me seem like a bad guy when it comes to sex. So I'm like, I'm not a bad guy, but you know, hey, I gotta put your pudding pop in the pudding, then you go ahead and do it. But she says, she basically said P1's a virgin.
Oh, what?
She found your secret.
Oh, man. So everybody, all the spoiling bastards out there, they've been sending me fucking bullshit like, yeah, P1's the most disgusting guy I fucking ever met in my life. Or someone even said, sorry, P1, but I think he said I'm not even gay, but I wouldn't even. He said somehow I think you fucked me. I said, yeah, well, you know, bent over promptly, then yeah, you probably did get fucked. I don't know the difference between guy and man or whatever. You got a hole and it's ready to be used, and hey, by all means, put it in the hole then. So now I'm playing Z. I'm playing the virgineer on the website now. So
I'm the virgin now.
I'm holy and clean and purified. So
okay.
I love it.
Born again.
Yeah, no, never born again. I'm a virgin, Sammy. I was just never a virgin.
You're always a virgin.
Always been a virgin, that's right, yeah. Clean.
So many of the nights, you and I.
So any of the ladies that would like to come out, including you, Sammy, and like to get some of this purebred virgin here, I'm all open for that.
I don't know. He could be a stage five clinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's every single time I've ever taken anybody's virginity, they have gone fucking nuts.
You know what, and I'm gonna add this to my sex podcast as he wants me to do, but I've learned the secret to not getting clingy and not giving a fuck. This is where zero fucks come in. I've told this plenty of times, I'll say it one more time. If you can learn, I'll tell the young bastards out there this, very, it's very important. If you can learn in high school to say, fuck a bitch, I got my hand, you will be changed forever for the rest of your life. My God. You just don't know how much differently it'll be. That hand does everything that a vagina does if you know how to work it. But you have to be comfortable with yourself in order to do it. And me, I learned that at a very young age, age 17. I can give a shit less if I get laid or not or whatever, because that hand is always there if not. It's the same thing.
And for the ladies, You have a vagina, you have a pair of tits, you can fuck so many people. You don't need that specific dick.
Mm-hmm.
You can go get another one.
See, the thing is, I think women know that.
No, you'd be surprised.
A lot of women, a lot more women know that than they don't. And here's the thing. A lot of women like playing playing around men because the thing is, it's not so much about the sex for women or stuff like that. It's more of, I like the attention that this guy is going to give me and follow me around, whatever. They like that comfort of being there or whatever. For the men, it's the ass. Or we're going to be real about it. It's the ass, whatever shit. So for men to break that mold, if you learn that jerking off gives you the same end game, which is the coming zone, as I call it, the P1's coming zone or whatever, you'll be set for life. You'll realize, damn, I don't have to leave a taxi voucher for her. I don't have to clean myself up. As soon as I get done, I don't have to worry about holding someone. I can go back and do what I was doing. Everything is just perfectly fine. For women, as much as a lot, like, you're right, there is a few out there, whatever, that do that. And that's just because, you know, they haven't had some in a while, or they feel like, oh, I haven't had sex in a while, whatever shit. Like Sammy said, you get that dildo going, that 7-inch black dildo that's sculpted out of P1's dick, and you go ahead and slap that motherfucker on there, and you go ahead and slap, bam, up in there, have about 3 times right there, get it hard. You only got to do it 3 times, whatever, and you, orgasm all night, all night long. That's right, people, I have a dick line out there, like those vagina fleshlight and whatever. I have a dick line out there. It's molded after mine and shit. And you can tell because I have like a little beauty mark on my shaft, like on the right side. So you can tell that's...
Wow.
Aziz's like, wow, I think I know more about your dick than most women do now.
Way too much.
Don't worry, Z. You wasn't saying that night you fell asleep.
I was asleep. It was not willing.
For a long time, and you wonder why too. Gave that good pipe. That's why. Well, you know, the funny thing is, as much gay jokes I make or whatever, because I get confused with gay guy all the time. But every time since I started hanging out, the more times I hang out with Cody, it gets reverted his way, which I'm proud of. Now,
well, look at the way he fucking dresses.
Yeah, everybody that came out to the event last night told me Cody's gay. He needs to just come out the closet. Everyone, even a dude we met a long time ago, fan of the show and stuff like that. I ran into him and he came out. He's like, "Where's the other dude at right now?" I was like, "Oh, he's still out of town right now." And he's like, "That dude just needs to come out the closet."
Oh, Cody.
He had about 6 people last night telling him to come out. People that, and 3 of them were new people. They only listened to like 1 show. So he needs to come out of the closet.
Wow.
Oh, God. I love how the tables have turned now. It's no longer me. It's him. So, Cody, this is a message to you, man. Wayne, is a message for you. Get your balls back. Cody, the message for you. Just come out the closet, bro. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
No.
Being gay is cool today. You ain't got to be worrying about being a black gay guy. Oh, another thing I saw, too. You guys gonna laugh at this. So, everybody knows Cody's a black Jew on here, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I saw a Mexican Jew.
What?
A Mexican Jew. Hey, Jose, if you listen to this, I want you to fucking comment. This dude, and he had 4 chicks around him. And he looked like the co-host 3000. He looked like Tony.
Oh my God.
Actually, he looked like a imagine Tony was retarded. There you go. That's
oh my God, I'm choking on my drink.
And he had a rainbow, you know those little hats Jewish people wear? He had a rainbow version of it on.
Oh my God.
Shit blew my fucking mind. I didn't see the hat at first because we were just laughing. It was a group of us. We were just laughing at the fact that he was dancing with that many girls. And the way he was dancing, it was all weird shit, but he was like having a good time. He was all like fat and shit like that. Teeth was hanging out. So I was like, damn, he got some fine ass girls. Look at him. And then he turned around. He did a little spin move. At my phone, I saw that hat. I was like, and I just said, I got to go talk to this guy now. I got to go talk to him. And everybody was telling me, no, don't do it or whatever. But I went right into the circle, started dancing. I said, "Wait, what's your name?" And he said, "Jose, man, what's going on?" I was like, "Jose?" I was like, "What is that? That's a Spanish song?" He's like, "I'm Mexican. I'm a Mexican. I'm a Jewish Mexican." I was like,
"I'm Jewish Mexican."
I'll bet you're in heaven.
I thought a black Jew was something, but damn, a Mexican Jew, that's even worse. That's even more. That's better.
Wow.
And it was awesome. I've never seen a Mexican Jew before.
Did you get your picture taken with him?
He was just like, he told me straight up, he was like, I'm fucking one of these girls tonight, man. I said, well, let me touch your weight, man. And at the end of the party, he said, I'm going to check the site out, man. I'm going to listen to you guys. You sound cool, man. I like you. So I was like, it's the line, brother. I told him, I said, I got a Jewish member, a host on there. You might like him. He's black and Jewish. I said, ask that girl. She's on Jewish Friend Finder. There you go.
J-Date.
Jose, my name is Jose. A Mexican dude. I never thought I'd live to see that. Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Diversity of Long Beach. I love it.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, let's talk about that vampire scene now. We already talked about the honeymoon shit now. The vampire shit.
All right.
Vampire.
I gotta say, that one probably was most intriguing.
I have another one I thought I liked. I had my favorite, but...
I wouldn't go for
your favorite?
If I had to pick a favorite out of these, I had one favorite.
Let me just retract that. I didn't say favorite. I said intriguing. Because at the end of the day, all of them are still bullshit. I just said this one was intriguing to see the turnabouts of what would happen in this one. And it was the vampire one, and I thought that was interesting for a moment. The fact that the bitch turned into a bat, first of all, and I was just like, okay, why the fuck would this be found? But that could be cool. She takes him to a little bat lair and tells him in a bat formation, I like you, whatever. This is like Sammy on a bad date. Tells the dude, sure. I like you, and he don't respond back, whatever. And he's just like,
And then she freaked out because he wasn't excited when she was giving him head.
How hot was that, dude? She had blood in her mouth, the fangs and shit like that. That had to have been the best. Oh, my God. And she said it because he didn't get a hard on. I was just like, dude, how could you not get hard by that? Come on now. You got a vampire sucking your dick right now, dude. Come on now. Sammy, can you say that?
Can I say that I've ever had a vampire suck my dick?
Yeah.
No.
How about you, Z?
No.
Same here. I fucked a Martian. I ain't never fucked a vampire before.
Fucking illegal alien is not a Martian.
Oh, okay. I thought that was what. What if they glow?
Then you should get yourself checked out.
I did, and so he said it'd be fine in a week.
Okay. Then you're fine. Medication. You're fine.
Okay, cool. A vampire? Oh, shit. I'd have been like, hey, your panties already off, girl?
She was that girl was like weird looking too, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but it was hot though.
It's a fucking vampire. Would you say no to a vampire?
Shit.
See? Would you say no to a vampire?
Would I know she's a vampire?
Would you say no if this fucking vampire chick comes up to you and goes, I wanna fuck you, Chad, because that's your name. Right? And you go, would you say no? Would you say no to that?
No.
Goddamn right. There you go. Good man.
There you go.
Yes.
Because no one's going to say no to a vampire. You know what? I've never done it before. So, yeah, let's do this.
I would have told her no if she wouldn't have told me she was a vampire. Had she told me, had she came to me and be like, hey, look, I like you. I'm a vampire. You want your dick sucked? I'm like, you had me a vampire. There's a bathroom right there. What do you prefer to do? Hey, I got a bad feeling. Turn into that bat thing. Let's fuck in the air. I've never done no shit like that now.
With those glasses, right?
With them glasses on. I would have filmed that shit, too. I'd be like, wow, your pussy is hairy as shit down here. You might want to... Can you turn that part back human? Let me just get a little feel for that real quick, because it's hard finding that right now. You got these claws and fangs, whatever. Yo, but Johnny don't have claws in it, by the way. If so, I don't care. Just grasp that motherfucker tightly. Ugh, get it up in there.
Oh, like teeth?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Can you imagine had she flown with him and, like, 69'd him in the air?
Scary as fuck.
Like, has she...
That's not scary. That's fucking hot.
Has she, like, because she had him by the shoulders of her foot. Has she just, like, threw him in the air and caught him with her wings and shit like that and just been floating in the air and just, like, blowing him in the air? That would have been fucking hot. I'd have been like, oh, my God, dude. Why are you screaming? You're the luckiest guy in the world right now.
Hmm.
That bitch gave you Dracula powers.
You know, you probably just did a porn spoof on this.
This was a porn spoof, though. That's the thing. That's the thing. It was a porn spoof. And plus, those dudes were just... those guys was fucking douchebag. You got one dude laughing on the couch and shit like that constantly.
Was they going to rape that girl?
Pretty much. I mean, that was damn near rape and shit. That's why it was weird as shit. But the what happened to her friend, by the way? Was she I thought she was going to turn into a vampire, too, or something, but she just laid there. Did she die?
I don't know. It's never... She's just kind of forgot about.
Yeah, she kind of just disappears.
That'd be funny if she just wakes up and see a fucking dick thrown at the door. She ripped that dude's dick off. That was funny as shit.
That's
you ripped my dick off. You might as well just fucking kill me then. I'd be like, hey, don't leave me here, bitch. I said, you might kill me. I threw my shoe at her and be like, bitch, you better come back and finish the job. I said, that'd make the biggest fucking scene ever. You really? She ripped that motherfucker off, too. I love how she was sucking the shit out of them. She was, like, caressing them as she bit them, you know? She was like, hey, here, let me hold you, you know?
Oh, and she was about... She wanted that three-way really bad.
That was hot, though.
She was like a... She looked like a fucking freak, too.
Yeah, she looked like a dirty freak, though. That was the thing. I am curious, though, as to why she could only say, I like you.
Yeah, that's the only thing she said. Is that the only thing she said?
Yeah, I remember.
Besides,
yeah.
You don't like or when she was given head.
I love that. In this,
you don't like.
He should have got that bump. I don't know how he couldn't get a bump. Come on now, man. Maybe I'm just not at that age yet. Maybe it'll happen one day, whatever. But I just don't get how men don't get turned on some things. Like I watch porn and shit like that, and they go like, oh, sometimes it takes a couple of scenes for them to get hard. It's like, why?
I don't know. Would you get hard if you just saw, like, your friends get killed?
Dude. I can tell you stories that live on shit I've got. Shit, Cody seen me get off. Okay, come on. He said, why are you getting hard? You're not even doing nothing. I get hard on random shit. Someone knocked at my door one time, and then bam, just went up. It's not a joke, people. I don't play the sex addict thing as a joke. It's a real thing. It happens. I accept it, though, and I like it. I get hard on random things, okay? Remember one time the girlfriend saw... I was playing around, whatever, and I got boner from that. I get boners from anything. I can be drinking, get a boner from that. Get turned on. So I can't help it. Dick has a mind of his own.
As long as you don't get a hard on, like, in the gym shower or whatever.
Oh. Is that a bad thing?
Why is that a bad thing?
Okay, oof. I thought it was a bad thing. I was about to say, oof.
For a guy, never mind. I'm not getting into that conversation.
I get hard working out. Come on now. Come on. You should see me during yoga. Shit, I'd be like, well, shit, man, damn. This is kind of hot right now. It's a lot of hotness going on around there. There's a lot of fine-ass women stretching. I'm stretching with them. I was like, yep, this is, yep, time to end this session early. Yep, I have a problem, I know. Yep. So I don't see what his problem is, even though he's, like you said, he saw his friends get murdered, but, you know, she's blowing him. She blowed him for a good time, too, or whatever. I was like, it was like at least 5 strokes or whatever, and he still couldn't get it up. I'm like, come on now, man.
She was really giving it, too.
She was.
She was going, and you heard the slurp. And then, you know, you got to think about those fangs, like, coming up and down the edge of your shaft and shit like that. Oh, my God. That must feel good. That's like a, oh, never mind. I mean, man, that shit must be good. I ain't gonna lie. That's a lucky fucker, dude. I love this part. I'm not gonna lie. That was the best part of this whole movie. I was jealous with envy.
You're jealous with envy.
I was. I've never done nothing like that. You just said you never done anything like that, so I'm just saying. I gotta say, though, I didn't like the characters in it. I thought they all were fucking douchebags.
They
were. That
was the
one thing about this movie, you don't like anyone.
Yeah, they were total douchebags. And
yeah. And plus, that dude was still going to hit that chick that was passed out already. Come on now, man. Come on, ain't no fun like that. You want her awake so she can be alive and screaming and shit like that. Come on now. What fun is sex if the girl ain't screaming or nothing like that? You might as well just stop then if that's the case. Right, Sammy?
That's true. Like, then they can't do shit for you?
There's nothing worse than a chick telling you, no, stop. That shit is like instant turn-off right there. You're just like, oh, well, then fuck it then. Yeah, all right. A girl that don't want it, I don't know why why some guys still keep trying to give it to him or whatever shit. That shit is that's a complete turn off. They tell you no, they don't want it, then shit. Well, man, you're stepping into some Bill Cosby territories.
Yeah. Not worth it. Like, you want her to go, like, grab and just, like, put it in me and shit. Like, fuck yeah, you want that.
And then you slap her and choke her and say, you put it in or whatever and shit. You know, shit like that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, Sammy? You know what I'm talking about.
It's true. I do.
Yeah, because I told you that. Right before you spit in my mouth.
Oh, it was a good time, man.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah.
Anyway, so this motherfucker right here, they run into the bathroom.
Why? Why did they just go for the bathroom?
Exactly. Because
when he runs over the bed, he just lays there. I'm just like, nigga, the door is right there. For the love of God, just she's enjoying her manwich over there, and you just sitting there fucking crying and shit. Just like, let's continue to eat her sandwich right now, and you just get the fuck up out of here, dude. And like, everyone was oblivious to him, too, though.
Oh, yeah, like, nobody would let him in.
He's bloody, beating on windows, all he got is drawers and all that shit, and socks or whatever, and they just, like, looking at him like, what do you want, or whatever, and it's just like, and, like, you think this would be the talk of the town, because he's talking to these two truck guys, and out of nowhere, something just comes and lifts his ass up into the sky, and you would think this shit would be, and holy shit, a bat came and picked up a dude.
And this guy was, like, the normal one. He was like the least douche. He was still a douchebag, but he was the least douchebag compared to the other two.
Yeah, I would say that. He was the least. I was going to say he probably wasn't that much of a douchebag. I mean,
the way it figured out, it seemed like those guys were trying. He was like a virgin, and his friends were trying to get him a date. That's what I thought.
They were trying to get a 3-way going, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were. That's why they kept saying, "Are we going to do this tonight or whatever?" I mean, I've been in those situations, though. So. I tell you this right now: 3 guys is not cool. 2 guys, probably, yeah. But 3 guys, no, that's not cool. You got wait turns and shit like that. It's like, okay, come on now.
You got a wait turn.
It's like, I'm about to jerk myself off and have my fun, whatever. Y'all taking too goddamn long. Come on now, shit. Or you got to do it with, like, especially when it's, like, 2 white guys, too, and they trying to prove something to the black guy. The only black guy here. Like, okay, come on now. Come on now. I know, like, y'all saved me to finish, but it's, like, at the same time, it's like, y'all putting in 2 minutes of work right here and already sweating and shit. Come on now. Be real about this.
Funny, because it's true. My dudes do sweat a lot. But they're not really doing anything either.
Thank you. I didn't do anything. Come on now. I ain't gonna lie. I like sweat. I like when it says, like, sometimes I turn the heater on. It can be 90 degrees. So I turn the heater on to be like, I want to sweat. I ain't worked out today. It's my workout.
It's true. It's not a good fuck unless I'm sweating.
It ain't. Yeah, and the one time I did that, I was just like, okay, I didn't even say anything, you just automatically see me getting the rubber out and just put it on, just like, yep, round 2, come on, let's go. But people, I'm done, right? No, you're not, bend over. You're not done yet, you didn't sweat yet. Well, you sweat, but I didn't, so, I didn't do my job, so.
Yeah, you want to, like, peel yourself off of each other, like, you want that drip going.
You know, if you have sex in a park, that you could be deemed as a fucking pedophile?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. This is a strange time we live in now, you know?
If you fucking, like, pee, like, say you're pissing behind a school, and a kid walks out, or whatever.
Shit, you pissing in a park, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're talking like you've got experience in this.
Nope.
You were very specific. You're like, I'm pissing behind a school, and a kid walked out.
So well, you pissing behind schools now? See, is he doing that to shame people or something like that? What are you doing that for?
Am I doing what?
You doing it to shame people or what? What are you doing that for?
Shame? No.
Yeah, shame, like, you know, shame, like, hey, look, elementary kids, I got bigger dicks than you, or something like that, you know?
No.
Okay, you sure?
I'm positive.
You're a weird cat. I know you do some strange things sometimes, so.
No, I'm positive.
Okay.
Okay.
He's on the pedophile. Anyway, you do like those baby face looking girls, though, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, if he likes the baby face looking girls, then why is he after me?
Because you look like you fucking 12, that's why.
I do not look like I'm 12.
Why do you say it like that?
why do you think you get so many guys after you? You look like you fucking 12, that's why.
You
I know, I don't look right. You can get all these fucking tattoos and dye your fucking hair to this different fucking color or whatever and get rings and nose and stuff like that, whatever, all you want, Sammy. But no matter what the fuck you do to try to make yourself look older, you're going to keep looking 12, so. It's like Sammy's one of those girls that go out of her way to make herself look like she's not 12, and it's not working. It's not working.
It's not doing anything
like that. Only thing we see out of you is we still see 12-year-old feathers in the vagina. So there you go. So
why are you laughing, Z?
Because he knows it's true.
True. I look so fucking young. What the fuck?
You look like.
No, it's a good thing. As long as I look this young all the time.
Eh, it's only a good thing for so long or whatever, because then people are going to be getting some 12-year-old boys coming at you, so. Yeah, that's right. You go to jail, Sammy, for that. Remember that. You ain't white. You a minority. You go to jail. I stand back. I'm sorry. They don't arrest people no more. Yeah, you will get shot. You will be shot. Yeah, so.
I don't know. Well, Canada's different. Canada could be different.
That is true.
No, it's not.
No.
If the police pull me over, it's safer for me to run.
Oh, my God.
They'll tell her, see, they'll pull over and tell her, be like, we'll let you go if you got some maple syrup.
And you know, you don't ever get in the back of the cop car. Don't ever get in the back of the cop car.
It's tight back there, too. You can barely fit in that motherfucker.
Oh, I know.
I don't even know what the fuck that all about. It's like, damn, okay, what is this about? Come on now.
And not only that, it's like it's all cramped and stuff, and then you're in the handcuffs. It's just terrible.
I was back there with two chicks one time.
Nice.
That shit was awesome. I was like, I remember making a joke. I was like, are we going to jail? I was like, because if so, I'd like to go to jail with you two.
Can I be put in the same cell as these two right here?
I just want to make that clear. I just want to go to jail with these two if we go to jail right now, because I won't last in a man jail. I mean, I'm just saying, you know. Well, the next story we got here is the girl getting revenge on the killer.
That's the one I liked.
I knew he was going to say that one, too, because that was the only one left. So.
I actually liked it.
The girl was willing to sacrifice her friends to get revenge and set up booby traps?
Yeah.
How the fuck did she set up booby traps if this dude lives in the forest and shit?
Right, and how did her friends not know she was doing all this?
Seriously. How does she live? How does she set up booby traps and this motherfucker doesn't know about it? Why does he only come when he wants to?
I, your guess is as good as mine. They really didn't talk about it. They didn't really give like a backstory to the killer.
I didn't like this one. I didn't say that right now. I didn't care for it at all.
I liked how they did it with like the glitches.
See, I hated that shit.
You mean that fucking static shit?
That shit was annoying as shit.
Yeah, I did like that.
So annoying.
You know why?
You like that?
Yeah, I did.
We're about an hour and 15 minutes into the fucking film, and I've been seeing that throughout the whole damn film. So now they actually based one of these shorts on the static shit. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me now. I just saw the four guys at the beginning of this movie with the shaky cam and static and shit. And then when they popped in the VHS, we see the static and shit. The vampire shit has fucking static shit. The next one had said, I mean, now we're just basing the whole fucking short. The killer in this one is a static man.
It's fucking Slender Man. That's what the fuck he is.
Slender Man. And a terrible fucking version of it. And then it's like, no one believes me, but I got. Okay, I can tell you this right now. If you lived through some shit like this and you went back, that's some white people shit.
Yep.
I don't think she was white.
That's some white people shit right there. Why would you go back? I would move as far as I physically possibly could away from that shit.
If you lived through this and why the fuck would you come back? He doesn't come looking for you or nothing like that. He stays in his fucking fort. But she went back multiple times apparently because, and then her persona of her character changed. Why would she risk her friend's safety to trap this motherfucker? Like, did he rape her mama or something?
I don't know. She said that she's using him as bait before she killed before the last guy got killed.
Why?
To draw him out, I guess? I don't know. I'll see what
that. But what's her obsession with this? Don't answer that, Z. I know the answer to that is. She's white. There you go.
Yeah, anyway.
This was some straight up white people shit right now. That's why you liked it. I know. But at the same time, I'm just like, nobody in their right fucking mind, if they survived the shit she talked about, her friend getting her head smashed into that wall right there, whatever, and another friend drowning, another one getting stabbed, some shit like that. Nobody in their right fucking mind would take themselves back to this fucking place if they lived through this.
Right.
Nobody believes me that this happened. Well, stop fucking talking about it then. It didn't happen. Okay. Shit. I remember one time, because black people, we do this thing where we act like shit don't happen then. A noise code. If we hear a noise in the middle of the night, we be like, we hear that shit, but we're going to just keep sleeping. We ain't going to go bother. We ain't going to put on our Sherlock Holmes hat and get our magnifying glass like white people do and go like, I'm going to go in the basement and see if the noise came out. It's like, no, we're not doing any of that shit. No, we're just going to lay there and act like as if we didn't hear a goddamn thing. We're going to keep sleeping our way through it, because if you don't fuck with the ghost don't fuck with you.
That's true.
Remember one time we were sleeping, and we had a big storm, it was raining and shit like that, and one of my patio set on my balcony, the umbrella flew off, and it made a loud noise and stuff like that, and Mrs. One, she had said, babe, wake up, the fucking patio set flew, and did you hear that noise? And I tried to play that shit like I was still asleep. She said, I know you're awake, and I looked at her and said, you goddamn right I heard that noise. Now take your ass back to sleep, shit. You go fucking with the damn thing, then it comes fucking with you. Take your ass back to sleep now. Shit. Because you know Mexicans, they believe in that superstitious shit and stuff like that as well. It's like, Santa Maria's out there or something. You know, it's like, right, shit. Get your ass back down. Take your ass to sleep and leave the fuck alone. You don't bother it, don't bother you, shit.
Wasn't that like all what Haunted House was spoofed on?
The Marlon Wayans movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said the same goddamn thing. That was the smartest thing in that whole fucking movie. And when his wife woke him up, and it was that nigga stole my goddamn gig. He must have been in my house when he did that movie. Shit. Because I did the same goddamn thing he did. She's like, did you hear that noise? And he said, bitch, there's a ghost in the house. Go back to sleep. And I was like, thank you. Leave the fucking ghost alone if it's in the house. Shit. Just like in the next kid we'll get into later, whatever. This bitch kept fucking with the ghost, or the whatever the fuck you want to call the alien shit. He that ghost just, or that alien just wanted some privacy. He said, bitch, close your door. Bitch, I'm watching Sanford and Son. Leave me alone right now. Stop taking flashes of me and shit. Just stay in your fucking room at night, okay? How hard is it to do that? Take your ass to sleep. Babe, will you be on Skype with me tonight while I wake up? Bitch, do you ever go to sleep? Shit. No, I would have told her. Just go to sleep. He ain't coming over. He ain't fucking with you, so go to sleep. Shit. Damn. There's something at my door. Did he come in the door? No? Well, then take your ass to sleep, bitch. Shit. Well, what did you like about this, Z?
About the woods one? Oh, I don't know. It's because I liked the slasher movies, and this kind of seemed like the slasher part of it.
You know the slasher movies are bullshit, though, right? You do know that.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just thought it was kind of different how the killer kind of just appeared literally out of nowhere.
So kind of like Michael Myers, you mean?
Yeah.
It's been so different.
No, like, literally, it was like a glitch. It wasn't, like, it kind of looked like a supernatural slasher that you couldn't really see. I mean...
No, you're right. You couldn't see it. Why, Sammy? Why couldn't you see it?
Because it was so fucking shaky and the weird static shit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Of course, you're right, Z. You couldn't see it.
Couldn't see it.
Blinking, you might miss it. Yes. Yeah. Seriously, did you really give a fuck about that, though, Z? That actual killer? Did you give a fuck?
No. I mean, no, but I did like...
You have no personal attachments to none of that. I mean, this is one of the fucking problems with horror films, is that you don't give a fuck about nobody because horror films don't build characters.
No, not anymore.
Shit, they never did.
Well, the only two that come to mind are Nancy from or Nightmare on Elm Street and Laurie Strode from Halloween.
Halloween? And how old is them fucking movies?
70 and 80.
Thank you. So there you go. And horror movies don't build fucking characters. If I'm going to be watching a movie about people dying, then I should be caring about them when they die. I shouldn't be rooting for the killer. And half the time, these horror movies, they don't have extravagant deaths. So it's just like, well, it's just he just got stabbed. Even in this movie, like this one you like so much. Okay, he threw a knife in someone's eye. All right, well, big fucking deal. He stabbed someone in the head multiple times. All right, whatever. He slit a dude's throat. Okay. All right, man. Well, you ain't doing nothing I ain't never fucking seen before in the past fucking three decades of horror films. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, like, Sammy, you keep saying the glitch and shit. I'm just thinking that's the death because they were too fucking cheap to make that shit work. They didn't want to show his face because it was too fucking cheap. And they was like, ooh, wouldn't this be clever? No, it's not fucking clever. It's lazy and cheap. That's what it is. You didn't have the money to put this nigga in a fucking cosmetic mask or anything like that, so you glitched his ass.
I mean, it's... The reason why I said I like it is because it's better. It's, in my opinion, the best one out of the whole bunch.
There is no best one out of the whole bunch.
If I had to pick, it's that one.
If someone asked me if I had to pick, I'd tell them there is none. Just don't watch it. There you go.
Fuck, see, I liked your movie better than I liked this one.
There you go.
I'm kind of curious how much this movie cost to make.
$5.
Fucking nothing.
They used fucking VHS tapes. What is that to me? Got that shit at a flea market. I thought it was stupid as fuck. I thought it was bullshit, to be honest. Nobody. And then what happens at the end? She dies and gets her intestines pulled out. It's just like.
Oh. Which you see.
Do you care? I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care about none of them dying or whatever shit. And they were trying so hard to play the stereotypes. It's like, oh, he's the dumb jock and he's the nerd and she's the slut. And it's just like. You ain't giving me shit with this because she's such a slut. She'd be fucking one of y'all right now. And they kept trying to make it seem as if they were that other dude's boyfriend and girlfriend. It's like, man, y'all have no chemistry together whatsoever.
Right.
Which, right. By the way, that girl was hot, though. But actually, all these probably the two hottest chicks in all of them.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah, they were.
I would have fucked the shit out of that crazy one that wanted to go back there. I'd have been like, all right, well, when she said, let's fuck right now in the water, I'd have been like, shit, you ain't got to ask me twice. You would turn around and already found me butt-ass naked.
You would die for that.
Where did that come from, though? Her whole character did such a fucking 180, though.
Yeah, especially saying, like, oh, telling them you're going to die out here.
Well, why did she have to use them as bait to get him out? Wasn't he just come out to kill her?
You would think.
Wouldn't he just come out to kill anybody there?
Yeah, so why would she use her friends? What was her obsession with this?
I don't know.
And then she kills her last friend.
Yeah. The whole concept of this fucking thing was just stupid. It was just fucking stupid. It made no fucking sense whatsoever. Now we're getting one of the last ones here is the alien one that Z pointed out to us. I thought this girl was cute, I ain't gonna lie. I would have worked her world, but she was fucking annoying, though.
She bitched every single time he wasn't recording.
It's like, bitch, who cares about recording or whatever? Just take your ass to bed. And then she even fucking drug off. She made a hole in her fucking arm just to get that tracker thing or whatever out that they find at the end of the film.
Yeah.
I would love to know where they get this alien shit from.
Well, the tracker, why would a ghost have a tracker in someone?
Well, we didn't even know it was a fucking tracker until that dude said it.
Yeah, I mean...
Why would an alien be tracking her, though? That's the thing.
I don't know. I hate alien movies, so... I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. This one was boring as well. It's just because it's like the same thing as Paranormal Activity. You get the jumps, the cheap jump scares that don't do nothing.
This was Unfriended.
Correct. This is where Unfriended got their fucking move, Unfriended. Got their idea.
I had to watch a bitch from Skype talk about something, a little kid being in the room. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, I did laugh my ass off, though. I was laughing hard when that little alien, whatever the fuck that was, closed the door. That shit was funny as hell. Because she was all laughing, she was smiling, she was like, you think you can stay with me or whatever? And he's like, bitch, shut the fuck up and close the door.
Did they look like the little kids from like The Grudge and shit like that?
I mean, they look like kids from any fucking horror movie you could think of. Like, they had that white robe on that white people wear, that little white, yep. You know, the white girl robes that the girls in Exorcist movies wear and shit like that. They had those robes on. So I was just like, that's why I didn't see where they got the alien shit from. I was just like, I thought it was just like some ghost house or something. I don't know.
No, this one's probably the most, the most confusing of the ones, because this one seemed absolutely pointless compared to...
Didn't they all feel pointless?
Well, this one did, because it didn't tell you. I mean, it doesn't, there's an end game to all of them. This one did not have it. he pretty much
into it. Aliens was tracking bitches.
What? Then he pretty much like hangs up on her and then starts talking to this other girl.
What happened to her eye, by the way?
They remember when he was pulling out the fetus, he said he had to make it look like an accident, and then he broke her arm. Then he must have punched her, too.
Yeah.
Okay, like, broke her arm and punched her in the eye. Okay.
Yeah, see, here's my thing. Like, why did he have to break her arm? And, like, she got stairs. She didn't fall down fucking stairs and stuff like that. So, and then, like, I can see, like, if he punched her in the arm or something, like, just gave her a bruise or whatever. But he cut her open.
Mm-hmm.
He cut her open. Are we missing that fact? She didn't... Oh, someone cut me open and pulled something out of me? I mean, that just doesn't heal up. Well, you just don't cut someone open and yank a fetus out, and then all of a sudden, hey, I get stitches, and I'm back to better, or something like that. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And did she know she was pregnant?
Obviously not, no.
Who was she pregnant by? Does women just got fetuses living up in them or something?
And it came from her fucking back, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck was this?
This was like cheap, like you said best, it's Unfriended, but this is like a really bad, like, Paranormal Activity type movie.
Oh, shit, you said they're really bad. Which one's good?
The first one's the best, but...
The first one is shit, okay?
They're all garbage.
They're all fucking garbage. That first one is shit.
Marked One's the worst.
No. It's not the fucking worst.
No, they're all fucking terrible.
They're all fucking terrible. You been giving these horror movie passes for the most bullshit explanation. You gave Unfriended a fucking pass. I don't remember this shit. I fucking hate you, by the way. Oh, it's something different I never seen before. I remember that fucking review now. Now that I think about it, it's something different.
I remember
it. You motherfucker, you. That movie was some bullshit. An hour and a half of motherfuckers looking at their fucking computer, typing shit and texting with their iPhones. And you gonna sit up here and get that motherfucking movie a pass because it did something you ain't never seen before. Ain't this a bitch? It's people like you why we get fucking sequels of Paranormal Activity and shit. Because you motherfuckers, oh, well, the first one wasn't that bad, whatever, you know, it's okay. Fuck you. No, good and goddamn well, you ain't gonna be ones watching that motherfucker. I'll wait till it comes on DVD or something. Fucking bitch. Make me watch this shit. You know, it did something different. I couldn't believe you. You should have heard my fucking mouth. My fucking jaw dropped when I heard him say that shit, Sammy. I looked at him and was like, I could strangle you right now.
I'm going to give it a low stream.
And like, hey, you got to be shitting me. We watched a movie literally about bitches looking into their goddamn Skype camera.
Yeah.
We're literally doing that right now. We're literally on Skype right now.
Thank you!
This is a horror movie right now.
This is a fucking horror movie.
Nah, that movie was so fucking... Oh my god, I hated that movie so much. It was the most bullshit thing I've seen in a very long time.
The thing I learned about movie spoilers is the white people that come on here, they love the horror films. Lehu and Z just fucking get boners for fucking horror films and shit like that.
You love horror films. I love horror films, but we like the good ones.
The worst genre I've ever seen.
No, he does not like them.
It's the most useless fucking genre. It's the most wasteless, trashless, non-talented piece of shit I've ever seen in cinema. I think it degrades anything of cinema, and I think it degrades anything that an actor would put themselves through. It is the most degrading genre I've ever fucking seen. It is fucking terrible. It is rehashing the same shit over and fucking over, and be,
oh, if you can suspend your disbelief or whatever, you can believe it.
Shut the fuck up with that shit, okay? This shit don't exist, okay? God damn it. That's a problem with these fucking movies. They always want to make you believe, did it happen or not? Wait, this shit don't exist, god damn it, for the last fucking time. Shit. Ain't no fucking ghost following you around. See, this is some religious shit right here, who I'm talking about. Now, I'm about to go on a fucking rant now. This is some religious shit. You think you so important that God talks to you with some shit like that. Now you said, you think you so fucking important that ghost lives with us. I seen him, whatever. Yeah, you seen him. Because you think you so fucking important. You ain't shit. Get your ass back to McDonald's and flip that fucking burger or whatever shit. You have to make your life so goddamn important. I mean, someone told me a story that blew my fucking mind one time when she said she had a loved one that died or whatever. And she asked, you know, when you have loved ones that dies, where I feel like they're still in the bed with me or whatever. Like one time I turned around in the bed and I saw a image of her. And I was just looking at him like, nigga, what are you smoking right now? Okay. An image of a... What? She dead. Shit. Okay, I hate to put it there, but she's dead. She ain't following you around. She ain't guarding you. She ain't fucking Edward hovering over you whenever you in danger or some shit like that. No, she dead. Shit. Humans sometimes want to believe in something so much out there that they'll just make up shit in their mind. The mind is a motherfucker. And white people seem to have the most motherfucking minds of all of them or whatever shit, because they seem to see the shit that we don't see necessarily, whatever shit. Ghosts don't fucking exist. Demons don't exist. And if there is a heaven and hell, then you're looking at the best in them right here, because I'm talking to you right now. It's a fucking phenomenal one. And I still haven't been struck down by fire yet, so that should tell you something. Pissed me off with your low streaming, by the way, with that fucking bullshit. If I ever see you give a pass to a fucking, I will cut you off right now. I'll just fucking end this guy and end it and be like, Z gave it a fuck it. There you go. So I will fucking fill in your rain for it. That movie was some bullshit. You ought to be ashamed of yourself as fucking review that movie, giving that shit a pass. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Go in the corner and go put your head down. That's what white people do, right, Sammy?
Yeah. That's how they feel shame and shit.
And I don't give a pass to all horror movies. I hated Insidious.
I didn't say you get passed on horror. I said you got a boner for horror movies.
Not that movie.
White people have boners for horror movies. They look past the bullshit of them and just try to find something of it. It's like you did with Unfriended. I've never seen anything like this before. Oh, yeah, because they're using Skype? Because they're using Skype? Is that really a pass? That's not a pass? That's just a way of saying, how can we do this for $5?
Yeah.
Fuck it, we ain't gotta make a movie. Just let them use their Skype cameras to record this shit. There you go. Hey.
Yeah.
You gotta be ashamed.
Yeah. You feel that shame.
Thank you, Sam. You feel that shame. Go live with your shame. You live that shame. You be living that shame to be the only spoiler host that liked that fucking movie. You be that shame.
It's Psycho's 50th anniversary. What the fuck was that?
I clicked on an ad accidentally.
Clicked on an ad.
I haven't seen it again, so.
You don't need to see it again. I just told you the premise of that shit.
I know the premise of the shit.
To you, would you not go, that sound like some stupid shit, okay? You talk about Insidious all you want, but that movie is just as fucking bad. So actually, that one might be worse than Insidious because it's just that much more stupider. No. The fact that I had to spend an hour and 45 minutes looking at motherfuckers going, what's going on with their Skype camera? Nobody, if that was going on, would act the way they act. They would close their fucking computer and then go to that friend's house and go check up on them or something, or call someone or whatever. They would not be still watching that fucking camera on their goddamn Skype camera. That's the problem with horror movies, is they get the most ignorant white motherfuckers they can find in these movies, and they do shit that is not fucking human possibly what you would do. The fucking dog goes in the basement. Why the fuck would you go in there for the dog?
Fuck that dog.
That dog made a loud growling noise that ain't human or beast like that you've never fucking heard in your life, and you gonna go down there. Are you fucking crazy? Are you fucking crazy? Oh my god.
White people. That's what it is. It's fucking white people shit. Because like there hasn't been a good horror movie in God, like 3-4 decades now?
Because they always want to do this supernatural shit, and then they always open up the movie with these events might have occurred or may have not. It's like, bitch, we know this shit ain't occurred. Shit. And stop trying to play this, stop trying to play us as ignorant motherfuckers. You know what's bad? I remember this, and it was the best moment I ever had in a horror movie, is in the Oculus screen I had. I went, I took the my sister and everything, and we sat by these mentally challenged kids, and you know what's bad when the mentally challenged kids said, this movie is fucking retarded. And it was a whole row of them. A whole row of them behind me, and it was a half a row on the side of my sister and shit. And the motherfucker, when the movie ended up, got up and looked at my sister, and I thought he knew her or something like that, and he told her, that movie was retarded, yo. And he had crutches and everything. He crushed his ass out that theater talking about that movie. So I was like, damn. So the R word ain't that bad then, because he just got done. If a mentally challenged kid can see that horror movies are shit today, then why the fuck can't a grown ass normal man see that then?
I don't know.
Z?
I
you have nothing?
I got nothing. I'm not going to win, so it doesn't matter.
because you're wrong.
It doesn't matter.
The reason why all horror movies keep ending up 20% or less, because they shit. That's shit. And studios know that. They just make quick bucks off of whatever. You can make a movie for $3 million and earn $20 million off of it. They know that shit.
Mm-hmm. And I can't blame them for it, because, but fuck yeah, I'd do that too.
Fuck yeah, I would too. I would do the fuck out of that. Shit, I'd be like, hey, I only gotta spend this amount and I'd make a double the profit? Shit, I would make the fuck out of them. They don't even, they make them for so fucking cheap now. What was the last horror movie that came? I can't remember, but it was The Gallows. That shit cost $100,000.
$100,000 for The Gallows.
$100,000 for The Gallows. That shit made more than that.
Did it make like 30?
Oh, it did.
30 million or something like that?
It made something like that. Either that or 50. $100,000. Poor fucking Cody. He had to drag him through that shit.
Remember when we did Blair Witch and we found out it only cost like $10,000 to make that movie?
I hate that fucking movie. Yeah. I can't stand that fucking movie. I hate people that defend that movie too. I'm sorry. Everybody has their own opinion, whatever, but when it comes to that fucking movie, your opinion, the opinion I have for you is your father should have pulled out when he had you. That movie, that you can't say, oh, about that movie. But you have to admit, that movie was a product of its time, and it was, it did this for the hard genre, and it like, shut the fuck, yeah, you know what, it ruined the hard genre, that's what it did. I will agree with you on that one.
It did nothing.
I tried listening to this new podcast, and so the first thing they brought up with the Blair Witch and how good it was, and I had to end that shit right away. I can't, that's one movie I will never agree with anyone. That movie is shit, okay?
No, it's fucking terrible. It was bad. It wasn't scary at all. I think I watched it when it first came out, and I was young.
It was bad.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, it's going to scare shit out of me. It was so fucking bored. I was bored.
Yeah, you pretty much described the whole movie.
Yeah, you described this movie, too.
Fucking shaky cam. Fucking dark. Too dark to see anything. I see some fucking white person with their snotty nose. And some dude standing in a corner. I'm like, oh, should I be scared?
And you never once see the demon or whatever the fuck it is in these woods.
Mm-hmm.
Not once.
And then these motherfuckers got freaked out because a bunch of little-ass rocks were stacked up.
Are you kidding me? I have once in my life, okay, I've spent 2 days in the middle of the woods, 5 kilometers or whatever, miles, away from somebody, anybody, alone, just in a tent, by myself. You know how that was not fucking scary? Because you know what's in the fucking woods. Fucking nothing. Well, you know how many times I saw fucking piles of rocks? You know how many times I saw weird sticks, like, doing shit? Fucking all the time. Because that's what the fucking woods does.
Like I said in the review, had it been big-ass boulders and shit that a human can't move, then I'd have been a little weirded out. These rocks was no bigger than to my ankle. Who did this? What's going on? That's like, you gotta be shitting me. I was like, you gotta be shitting me.
You know who did that? A motherfucking squirrel. He's burying his shit.
Thank you. Right there. This fucking squirrel did it. The squirrel fucking with you. Yeah. I don't know. A Native American came out the wood and said, I'm gonna bless this tent. I'm gonna put something right here. I'm gonna bless the fucking tent or something like that.
You know what probably happened? Probably Native Americans were just like, we're gonna scare these fucking white
people. Yeah.
We're just gonna scare the fuck out of them.
No skill shot. And then they constantly running from shit that you don't even know they're running from. It's just like, okay, come on now. Then you got
one dickhead.
I threw the map in the ocean. Like, what the? We about to throw your ass in the ocean now. Okay, we about to throw your ass in the ocean. He's like, I've done plenty of trips like that.
Actually, I haven't ever.
you never found those white friends that drink Mountain Dew. That's why.
That's how you get friends that gotta drink Mountain Dew.
That's exactly what you gotta do.
That's y'all energy drink to do the shit y'all do, Mountain Dew.
Well, that's all I drink, so.
We don't have food, we don't have supplies or shelter, but I got a bag filled of Mountain Dew. Oh, fuck it, we're gonna survive forever then, dude.
And a Cool Ranch Doritos or some shit, whatever the white people eat.
I think that's what Mexicans eat. But anyway, So we get to a scene now where apparently the dude in the chair is not—he's dead or he comes back to life. I guess he's the one killing these guys. I don't know. They just vanish one by one or whatever. And then the other guy, he dies or some shit like that. And then you think the movie should end here, but then we see a Halloween party.
Some party.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, this blows my fucking mind. So they knew the guy, his name was Justin. They get to the house. By the way, why the fuck was they using a map? What year was this?
98. Because someone dressed up like a Unabomber, so nobody would do that now.
98. Okay, people. How the fuck do you know a guy named Justin? I'm assuming you've been to his house before or something like that. These grown-ass men right here. They've either been to high school or whatever and stuff, but they got to use a map to find him. Now, I was driving in high school, and that was back in, 05, 06 era or whatever shit. I wasn't too keen on the GPS and stuff like that, whatever. I think I had, I can't remember what kind of phone I had or whatever but at that time or whatever. But I didn't use it, but I knew how to get my ass around in my neighborhood, in the surrounding areas and shit. How the fuck did these niggas get lost?
Yeah. And why, how did they...
How did they get lost?
They get to the house and no one's there. Wouldn't you be like, oh, the party's not here?
Does it look like Justin's house? Is there, do you hear me? Is nothing going on? As a matter of fact, mind you, they parked the car somewhere nowhere even near the house and walked.
Yeah.
Z, you should be insulted by this.
Because of white people?
Yeah, there you go. You should be insulted by horror. This is why you anger me. You should be insulted by these horror movies is because these movies straight up call white people dumbasses.
Well, those guys were obviously dumbasses. I mean,
I ain't talking about these guys. I'm talking about this whole fucking movie.
Oh.
Did you see a black or a Mexican or another minority here? I sure as fucking did. They all white people.
You're right.
I'm talking the whitest of white, too. These are like cornbread white people and shit. These are like motherfuckers from the fucking your area and shit. South.
The South.
Yeah, the South.
Yeah, the South. You heard me.
South of you, Sammy, but not P1.
No, you're in the fucking South.
No, Sammy's not in the South. She's in the North.
No, I said south of her. I'm west of you.
I could give a shit less if you west, east, south. No, I know I don't live in that redneck-ass state, but anyway. I live in a real state. It's called California. You should look it up sometime. I live in a real city. It's on a map. You can find it on a map.
People know about it. You say, I'm from L.A. People know about L.A. I say I'm from Toronto, people know what I'm fucking talking about.
Toledo.
Where are you from? Toledo? Is that real?
Yeah.
Do you even have, stop signs and, lights and crossing?
I got mailboxes.
Toledo. That was
so
not
see,
Toledo.
My question is, why are you not insulted by these horror movies? They make you guys look like some of the biggest dumbasses you ever could meet. Maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe you're curious somebody. I don't know. But I'm just saying, these movies, these are like Tyler Perry movies for black people.
Well, I don't think about it like that. I would be offended by every freaking movie ever made.
No, you'd be offended by every fucking horror movie made because they keep making you guys do the stupidest shit ever.
No, I don't think about it like that.
I would be insulted. I would be insulted because they're pretty much saying that, oh, yeah, white people, this is what they do. Z, do you do shit like this? I'm starting to think you do because you're not offended by it. So you do shit like this then, I'm assuming.
So when, you hear some noise in the house late at night, you get up and look for that shit?
No, I don't.
You hear a motherfucker screaming and motherfuckers flying in the air and shit, you say, stop, we gotta go back for the girl. A girl, you don't even know who the fuck she is. You would do some shit like that?
No. I would
just fucking leave and call 911. You saw a motherfucker fly into the ceiling. What in the fuck are you gonna do?
Right. I wouldn't do it's me or no one, so.
Basically, what I'm asking you is, would you do any of the shit that anyone in this movie did?
No.
Not even just for this scene alone, any of the shit everyone did.
No. I wouldn't. I honestly, I 100% wouldn't.
The shit they were just doing in this segment was just baffling as fuck. First of all, they walk around the whole house, which, by the way, nigga would have got shot. I can tell you this right now. A dude would have been, a black dude would have been at that door and been like, hey, let's go in the back way or whatever. I would have sat my ass on that patio set outside where I'd been just like, I'll wait for him to come get us. I'll wait. I don't see nobody in the window. Nobody's in the window. I don't know if you ever heard of this called breaking and entering, and I don't know if you know, this is a white neighborhood and I'm black, so.
And that house, had no furniture, nothing.
Nothing. Clearly, Justin doesn't live here.
Yeah, and then they had, like you said it the best, when everyone started, like, you know, freaking out, and they had a chance. They were at the door to leave, and then they go back.
My favorite part, though, is when they get the girl, and they're running through the house and shit like that, the door starts closing. Why don't you just kick that motherfucker down?
Yeah, and the hands were coming out of the wall.
But what I love about that, too, is they go to the one, oh, that white place. Yeah, that white place they gotta go to, the basement. It's like, yeah, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's horror cliche. Big time.
White people cliche. White people cliche. The fucking basement. I can tell you this right now. Had the three of us been in that situation, you'd be like, oh, there's a way down this way, whatever. That bad legit would be like, shit, nigga, I ain't going down to that shit.
You're going down to the basement? I see a window right there. I'm going to go out the window.
I'm about to go back to the door, and I'm going to kick that motherfucker until it goes. I ain't going no fucking basement. I love it too because the white, they're so brave. They're just like, they're so brave and honorable and shit. Just like, you go first, dude. They're just like, shit, get the fuck out of my way. I would have dropped that bitch. I'm sorry. That bitch would have got dropped. And I love it because she's got that exorcist robe on and shit. That little bitch they wear. Shit is like, what I love about these horror movies is other horror movies don't exist. And yet in horror movies, they always mention, you ever seen this movie or that movie, but they never once bring up other horror movies. It's like horror movies don't exist in horror movies, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, look at her. She's tied up and she's got people chanting religious shit at her and shit is, and people are flying and shit like that. She's a demon.
Yeah, you see her, you see the way she's dressed? Fuck that girl.
She's a fucking demon. Talking about we gotta go back and save her. She's a demon. That is common fucking sense right there. It's knowledge. First of all, had they not seen the people flying in the air and shit, maybe. Maybe, yeah, I can see you can go back there because you got a heart and you got a conscience, you want to save somebody. But the last thing you recall seeing before you saw them getting ready to, either they're going to stab her or burn her or whatever the fuck they're going to do, is you saw two motherfuckers get lifted off the ground and fly and they were screaming. Yeah. I would have walked my ass out of that door and been like, I think that was a fucking exorcist right now.
Yeah, let's go find Justin's party.
Yeah, let's go to Justin's party.
And then when
I got a cool story to tell. Bitch, your neighbor is getting the exorcist right now.
I know, that's a nice Halloween story.
Yeah, there you go. Go get drunk, tell some ladies that who are in like slutty bee costumes and get your dick sucked. There you go.
By a vampire.
Right.
Oh, good job.
I can understand that probably your mind doesn't think right away when you see shit like that, but I come on now. That was the first thing. I didn't even know what was going on, but that was the first thing that came out. Like Sammy said, she's wearing that fucking dress that they always wear. Yeah, I don't know where the fuck they're getting these dresses from in the fucking 21st century, but they're getting these dresses apparently. I fucked a lot of white women in my time. I have yet to see this in their closet.
There's a store, an exorcist store.
White women should be insulted. Because they pretty much saying they ain't got fashion tips when they get exorcists. Because I've yet to see a white girl wear that fucking dress. That dress should be like that dress should be like to what it is for a black man wearing a hoodie.
You get shot out.
The moment you see it, you get shot. That's it.
The moment you see that shit, you should be afraid. There you go.
Get scared.
I love how when minorities do shit or wear something, that shit becomes a stereotype instantly. White people do shit like wearing trench coats in 90-degree weathers at an airport. Oh, you're fine, so go ahead and walk right through there. You're right. Wait a minute. Hold on. You stop right here. What's in that hoodie? What is in that hoodie, sir? Come to the side. We're going to have to check you. Whatever. That nigga is wearing a fucking trench coat in sunny California. Don't you find that weird? No, sir. That's not weird. It gets cold in the airport sometimes.
The air conditioner's a little high.
I don't know how many times I've said this. Last year, LAX shot up twice.
Yeah.
A white dude in a trench coat. How the fuck is that not a stereotype for white people yet? White man in trench coat, I'm moving to the other side of the street. Why is that not a stereotype yet?
Because it's white man.
If it is not trench coat leather, I see a white man in a trench coat, I'm going the other way. That's it. Fuck it. No, because I know what the fuck you're going to do.
The dude that shot up that theater in The Dark Knight Rising, trench coat.
Trench coat.
School. Where's trench coats and theaters? Come on now. I mean,
well, there are porn theaters.
This is a Dark Knight Rising. What the fuck? A Dark Knight fucking
Horizon, okay? Dark Knight Far Horizon. See, there you go. Confusing common sense with fucking racism. So this is where this all comes about or whatever and shit like that. Black man in a hoodie, oh, he's a danger to fucking the group right here, whatever. White man trench coat, it gets cold at night. I don't know. I just let him go on about his business or whatever shit. And how many shootings have there been with a motherfucking in a trench coat? More so than a black man with a hoodie.
Well, they understand that the white person has to be comfortable while the black person does not.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's what it is.
For the white women, it's that fucking dress. That fucking dress in movies. That fucking dress just has exorcist written all over it.
Dude, I just remember she fucking had that in Insidious 3. She wore that fucking dress.
Yes.
Yes.
I just remembered that.
Demon possessed movies, they wear that dress. That dress. That dress is the cliche for white women. That dress.
Yeah.
If you see a bitch wear that dress, she about to get possessed or something like that. You need to stay away from her.
Yep.
Damn.
Nope. I don't see why these guys' common sense didn't blink in or whatever and stuff. It's like, clearly, I mean, I love it because they like, two hands are coming from the walls and shit. This dude like Shaggy and shit from a Scooby-Doo or whatever. Like,
and who the fuck would dress up like a nanny cam? Literally. White. No, white no, they people. Wouldn't. No, they would not.
Well, yes, he was white.
Yes, but
there you go.
That was just an excuse to have another fucking found footage. That's all it was.
Oh, found footage. The best genre out today. Found footage. Fucking found footage. And I love it because they just so happened to stop on a train track. Where the fuck did this train track come from? I don't know. Beast out of me. They didn't drive that far. They really just drove down the street. Train track was there and they stopped the car on it. And the girl vanishes. And they're trying to open the doors instead of kicking the windows out.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't the demon be thankful? You know? They saved her from exorcism.
Eh. You would think so, right?
Yeah, you're fine.
The demon, though.
The demon loves white people. Let's just go ahead and say this. This is like, I know I can always count on y'all to get me the fuck out of there.
Not those white guys trying to exorcise. They fucked him up.
Now, I do think religious people are crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. I think you're batshit crazy. I had a religious person tell me about time traveling the other day, and I was just like,
Time travel?
I was just like, are you religious or are you a Scientologist now? What the fuck are you talking about time travel? And I had to just tell him, when he told me about this, I just said, and you wonder why atheists and agnostic people look at you like this now? Because you just literally said time travel. He told me a story about a show that involved, it was a religious time traveling show, where someone time traveled back to the start of mankind or some shit like that or whatever. And the archaeologists went to that place and they found a Coca-Cola can in the sand. And said, have you ever heard of tourists?
You can find a Coca-Cola can anywhere. Anywhere.
So he said someone traveled back in time and left that can for people to find in today's present time.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know what I love about that is that's just going to make me stay agnostic. That's like, it's just wow.
Yeah, no.
Time traveling, guys. Time traveling. Religious.
Time traveling. Religious.
And proof of right. The Coca-Cola can.
Mm. Okay.
But yet they think Halloween is the day of the devil. They don't celebrate it, though. Do you hear yourself when you speak? You talking about motherfuckers time traveling and shit. That's sci-fi shit.
Yeah.
How about God didn't believe in that kind of shit? Apparently he has different rules when it comes to different people, though. He works in mysterious ways for different people. So, I love that excuse. But you got here, a lot of mysterious shit happening on and whatever, and I just found it to be bullshit. I hated it. Didn't like this one either.
I don't like it either.
Stupid again. I would have left that bitch to get slain. I'm not going to lie.
No, I didn't like it one either.
I can say this right now without a shadow of doubt, speaking for every person on the Movie Spoilers team or whatever, is that neither one of us will go back to that girl.
Nope.
Not that.
Fuck that.
Wayne would.
Shit. Wayne, he ain't got no balls. Come on now. If anything, he'd have been the first one out that house.
Yeah,
maybe you was probably second guessed it because your white gene would have kicked in and been like, should I go back for her?
But if he had any of us with him, we would have already been gone.
Yeah.
We'd be like, okay, well, I should go with them.
You're my ride.
You and Z and Wayne would have been like, damn, I guess it's true. Those minorities sure can run fast. Fuck that car. I'd have been down there. I'd have been to another city. I'd have been a triathlon that night.
Gone.
Ghost. And thus the movie ends. Sammy, what'd you think of this whole anthology series of found footage films or whatever? We were fucking. What'd you think of this, Gloria?
What did I think? It was fucking boring. It was so fucking boring. I was not scared. It wasn't. It didn't. It played into every single stereotype that was physically possible.
Yeah.
For this cheap ass backyard shot, fucking handy cam bullshit, fucking made in Windows Movie Maker,
fucking Paint Illustrator.
Watch this movie. Don't see it. Wasting my goddamn time.
See, what did you think of this? All this anthology coming. By the way, it didn't even come together as one. That's a thing too. This is like,
yeah, it didn't.
Most of these anthologies and stuff like that, they come together as one at the end. This didn't come together. I guess you could just say all these events took place on Halloween. Ooh.
This is getting a mighty fuck it. Wow, this, you know, found footage is like the whole new thing now, but this took it to a whole new level because this was like extreme found footage with they got the clever things, you know, oh, we got camera on the glasses, camera in the costume, what the fuck ever, you know, it was just pointless, stupid. I mean, I had no idea why people are liking this movie.
This series.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and, you know, I gotta say, that one with the camera and the glasses, that seemed to be the most up to date on everything, whatever, as far as like could have been in present times.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
I just saw the TV in that hotel room. It was a flat screen and shit like that. But yet they were just so blown away by that camera and the lenses and shit. I'm just like, nigga, you can get that shit anyway. Amazon sells that shit now. You can fucking get a remote control goddamn BB-8 from Star Wars Episode 7. That motherfucking movie ain't even out. And attach a camera to his ass and roll him around the fucking room. I mean, all this shit in here is none of this. They just look so impressed with the little shit they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have no idea why even it got, like, it spawned two more sequels, which I heard the third one is just atrocious.
Everyone, the people, the fans still love it though. They're all atrocious though.
That's when's the fourth one supposed to be coming out this year? This month?
Yeah, no. Paranormal Activity comes out this month. The supposedly last one.
Fuck that! No, it's not gonna be the last one.
Viral or some shit?
Yeah, some shit like that. The final. What if you can go back to the actual beginning? It's like, shut the fuck up with that shit. I don't want to go back to the beginning.
And this is like, also, like, you see all these directors and stuff like that. You're like, I don't think anybody directed these. Honestly.
Is that what you call them, directors? Oh, okay.
Well, obviously, like, you got some anthology series that has actually, like, look at movie, I mean, bad example, but movie 43. You actually had some named directors in that shit. This has literally no one you would know.
But, Z, see, this is how I know you don't watch horror movies now. What fucking horror movie does have a big name attached to it these days? They get random-ass actors to be in these shits or whatever. Matter of fact, I take that back. They're not even actors. If motherfuckers that was from music videos and extras and shit like that. Yeah. Careers don't get spawned off horror.
They used to.
Just in today's genre or whatever shit. That your career don't get you. That is just something you do. When you start putting Trey Songz and shit like that in horror movies and shit like that, that's the thing. He's the biggest thing in that fucking movie. Then you know something's wrong. Then they don't get named directors. They get unknown people, whatever shit like that. Because why? They're cheap as shit. Mm-hmm. They got a named director on it. They would have to put money into it.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
You don't know none of these people in this movie. What movies do you know are movies with directors attached to them? Do you know any of the directors from Paranormal Activity?
No.
No.
Thank you.
People directed Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, I know.
They got paid for that shit?
Well, they got paid all right.
No, they got fucking paid for that shit, yeah.
But pay me. Pay me. It probably would have been half decent.
The Devil Inside. Do you know the director for that, Z?
No, I've never seen it either.
You ain't got to fucking see it. Do you know the director?
No.
Thank you. They don't get named people for horror films. The horror genre is a fucking genre. I'm telling you, I keep saying this shit. It's a fucking joke. They get actors you expect to see on Degrassi, and you get a fucking director that ain't never directed a goddamn thing in his life, and then you stick them in a movie that only costs $2 million or $100,000 if you're lucky, and then let the magic work itself in. People go see it because they still have that tension that, oh, this is a horror movie. It's going to add something. It's going to make me afraid or something like that. And then some dumbass people usually walk out of, like, Paranormal Activity 4. Dumbasses walk out of that stupid ass shit. Oh, this is so scary, whatever. And that goddamn thing happened in that fucking movie.
Scary.
I think your boy Nathan walked out of that movie scared of it.
Yeah, the fourth one.
That was the worst one. That shit pissed me off, actually.
Right.
And I love it because the adults are now catching on that they don't do shit. Because the adults walked out of that movie and they looked at me and I looked back at them and they said, what the fuck was that about? And I was like, thank you. And the only ones we see that are clapping and laughing or whatever is little fucking teenagers sitting on the other side of us and shit like that. Adults are catching on to the horror game now. Adults know that this is some bullshit now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So catch up, Z.
Right.
Yeah, it's a high fuck it. This is the lowest fuck it I can give it. I hate this fucking movie. I hate this genre, though. I can't stand it. I think it's fucking ridiculous that they keep tricking people out of money for shit like this. I can't believe that. Everybody always complain about Hollywood and how they're so corrupt and do this whatever shit. I've been learning for the past 2 years now. A lot of shit ain't Hollywood's fault. It's you ignorant fucks. You keep paying for this shit. Hollywood don't make sequels unless it make money. You keep putting money in his pocket, and Z, you wonder why it keeps getting money? Because it keeps fucking getting a cult following that pays for this shit on VOD or whatever. It makes money as shit on these things, and yet people keep wondering why it keeps getting made. It's because audience members keep fucking paying for it.
Dude.
Because, oh, we think we could get something new. You're not going to get nothing new. I'm telling you. When you've seen one horror movie today, you've seen them all.
These don't get theater releases at all, do they?
I believe this one did, had a limited release. I believe the third one had a limited release in L.A. and New York as well.
So, what?
I can't remember the second one.
Probably two screens a piece, or a week, or whatever.
Shit, more than that, you'd be shocked. Sometimes they get, like, at least 100 theaters.
Oh
my God.
Limited release gets up. I mean, nowadays, it probably like 50 or more.
Wow.
50 or more.
Limited releases?
Ugh.
Yeah. Even something like, so everybody knows L.A. had Sicario first, or whatever. That got released in, what, 6 theaters and shit? And then a week later, it just moved up to 50. And then after that, it moved up to worldwide, so.
Yeah. And you'll see that with Oscar time. You're going to have, it's probably just, what, New York and L.A., maybe Chicago?
Just L.A. and New York.
So, and then what? Then like a month after it gets worldwide release?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some do, but.
Sometimes Toronto grabs a few of those.
Yep.
From the festivals?
Yep, Toronto's probably had it like months ahead or shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little fucking, I hate this fucking movie though. I can't stand it actually. I can't stand this genre. I wish you people would stop putting money into it too. I really wish. Fucking Jason Blum is the devil. There you go. He's the goddamn devil. Hey, true. Because if you want to make horror movies, you need to talk to Jason Blum, then, because he's the only one that makes horror movies today. It's Jason fucking Blum. His name is on every fucking horror movie this year.
Wasn't it on Green Inferno?
Yes. That was a Jason Blum production, so yes. It was on all of them.
Hmm.
He makes all the horror movies. Stop fucking paying to see this shit. That's always gonna fucking stop. It is the cheapest, degrading thing of cinema today. It's more insulting than anything I've ever seen that this genre is only being lasted. It's not by fraud or anyone. Anyone can get a horror movie. It's not by any process of elimination or anything like that. It's just because we don't need a talented director or talented people to be in the movie. We just need it to be cheap enough to only cost $1 million.
Jesus.
That's how much Insidious cost, $1 million.
Jesus Christ, I'm looking at Jason Blum's thing now. You're right. Literally every horror movie, his name's on it.
Every single one.
Come on now.
Every single one. He produces
I see everything
all of
that
them.
Comes out. I know this shit.
I know. I didn't know every. I mean, you're absolutely fucking right. Every horror movie.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Jesus. Well, this guy has to be fucking rich because I'm looking at these movies that were cheaply made that made shitload of money.
So he's making money. He's making so much money off of this shit.
It ain't never gonna stop me either. This is just the beginning of this shitty ass horror. This is the beginning. It's gonna keep going on and on.
Oh, I'm looking at future stuff and it gets worse.
Oh, I know it does. I know. Yep. I fucking know it does.
Yeah, I know. The moment of what? The fucking Purge? That's what he's doing, right?
Yeah, Purge 3.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh,
fucking why?
And a Ouija 2 as well.
Oh my god.
Ooh, such bullshit. It's almost getting to the point now when you do a worst of list of the year, and normally I don't accept this, but if you just said every horror movie as my number 9 or some shit like that, I'd be like, yeah, that's an acceptable answer because they're all the same goddamn thing at this point.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it. A lot of it is a lot of ghost shit, too, he's done.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, I said it.
Everything. I mean, Purge wasn't a horror movie at all. I don't know what the fuck you call that.
Thriller, probably.
Yeah.
You call it garbage. That's what you do.
Yeah, I would prefer that. Yeah.
But god damn, I do probably need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Sit him down. Be like, listen, one white guy to another, you need to stop.
Yeah, that's how you.
Matter of fact, I'm surprised you never listened to me before. I've been saying this for the longest now. Movie spoiler. You need to find a way to talk to Jason Blum. That's the guy to get a hold of.
Yeah, it's just everything. That's not everything he touches. Literally everything he touches turns into fucking money.
And I know someone. Actually, I'm good friends with someone that actually worked with him on a last project. So he's not hard to get a hold of. That's for sure.
No, he looks like a douchebag though.
If a douchebag gets a movie of yours fucking produced, and you fucking befriend that douchebag, See, you gotta make sacrifices.
Yeah.
You wanna be successful.
He was producer of Whiplash, too.
Produced that film, I know. He makes okay to good films that aren't horror movies, but that just goes to show you how shitty horror films is, then.
Right, because
horror movies can't be made good, because horror movies are meant to be, so you gotta suspend your disbelief, or whatever. And I'm sorry, but you can't suspend your disbelief on a shit I know that's not real. I think that the fact that you're trying to make your movie scary in 2015... is a wrong go away of trying to make a horror movie today. I think instead of trying to make it scary, you need to make it entertaining. Entertaining would be the way to go, because at least I can say I got something out of it. I like the characters. They were cool. They were funny or something like that. They had something. They had charm about them. But when you make them scary and shit, what in the fuck could a grown-ass man in 2015 say that I saw in the movie that scared a horror movie that scared the shit out of me? What could you say?
Nothing. Because it's not going to happen.
Thank you.
Because I just watched a movie that got released Friday, The Final Girls.
The Final Girls?
I really liked that movie. But that was more of a comedy horror movie.
Yeah.
But I really liked it. But it was 80s cliche movie, you know. It had that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
So, but I enjoyed that movie. I mean, that was probably the last real horror movie that I wondered.
But did it scare you?
It wasn't meant to be scary, but no. The last movie that probably scared me ever was probably Exorcist.
Yeah.
And I still have not seen that movie full way.
Nope. Yeah, nope, not full way. Fuck that movie. That's way too scary for me.
I don't even think Final Girls is that good of a movie, to be honest.
I really did like it.
Yeah, you gotta be into slasher tropes to like that kind of shit.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I know you do, because you were a fan of slashers, and you just said it earlier, too. And yeah. I know you like that movie. I thought that movie was some bullshit, but that's
just me. Yeah, I love zombies. But I'm never fucking scared of zombies. Never scared of it.
And Leigh hated zombies because he said they wasn't scary. And I was like, nigga, what the fuck is scary to you, then?
To be scary.
That's the thing about zombies, though, is zombies, they bring out good drama.
Exactly.
They bring out good, so they're adding something to the mix of not horror or whatever, but they're adding good drama as to the human beings or whatever. And that's what you care about in horror films, is the humans or whatever. You're not supposed to care about the demon or whatever. I mean, you have a backstory on it, yes, that's fine, whatever. But when it comes to like the characteristics and shit like that, you're supposed to care about the humans. And that's what horror does not fucking do. is they don't give two shits about the humans. They just throw random ass cookie cutter killers in there or whatever and shit and say, that person's gonna die, this person's gonna die, and she's gonna be one that lives.
You're right.
Horror is a fucking joke. There you go. That's my review of this movie.
No, you can just say that for every movie and that you're gonna see for horror for a while.
No, I do say that. I say that for every fucking horror movie. It's a fucking joke. You can go back and listen to every review and it always opens up with this fucking joke.
Yeah, like anytime you see like a commercial on TV for a horror movie, then you see Blumhouse, you'd be like, yeah, it's gonna be shit.
It Follows was the most boring piece of shit I saw this year.
It was. It was terrible. I still don't know why people praise that movie.
Me, Cody, and Ms. Wong, we was sitting there, and I think the soul was being sucked out of the three of us.
Yes, yes.
I've never seen a soul suck more slowly out of it. And every now and then, me and Cody would glance at each other or whatever as people was falling asleep, and we just looked at each other and was like, this shit is still going on.
And what did we say? What did I tell you? This was a PSA for fucking safe sex.
Nigga, I told you that in the review. What the fuck?
Well, I know, but I thought the same thing, too.
Am I saying? What are you talking about? Like you told me.
No, I thought the exact same thing, too. I mean, that one baffles the mind of why it gets praise. That one.
A PSA for safe sex. Okay. You can eat a dick, okay? How about that? Movie had nothing to do with fucking safe sex. Oh my god, this nigga trying to steal my goddamn thing. I'm still on that shit. I saw a movie before you and that review out before you whatever shit. That was the first thing we fucking say. This is a fucking PSA for safe sex. This motherfucker trying to say, remember what I told you? Who the fuck are you? Damn, Sammy, this nigga stole your land and now you trying to steal my cat and shit.
Oh my god.
That shit had too. It's just like, thieving motherfuckers do shit. White people, man. I tell you, they know when they do it half the time. They just do it. And thieving motherfucker, you.
Oh my god.
Questions now. This motherfucker straight up trying to steal my shit. Oh, you motherfuckers, dude. I swear.
Amazing.
So, we got some questions from the Omen review, which, by the way, Z, he should be definitely afraid because Damien Omen's daughter retweeted Throwback Tuesday last week. And, Z, you were talking a lot of shit about Damien, man.
I'm worried.
Yeah, you should be worried. Yeah. I messaged her and said, I praise everything that's all Damien and everything. And she said, excellent.
I don't care.
Just wrote me back, whatever. Just said, excellent. And didn't say shit else, whatever. But then I wrote, now that other guy, I don't know about him.
I don't care.
You should be worried, man. Damien's daughter is on Twitter.
I know.
Raising the Antichrist's name, so I'm just saying.
That's okay.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, too, that Halloween show is coming where we have to do a Halloween movie pretty soon. That's coming like in 2 weeks, I believe, right?
2 weeks.
Yeah, that poll's been up and over 85 votes here. I'm about to make a vote right now too. I'm gonna make my vote right about now since I'm on the page. I'll go ahead. I'm gonna click on the only one that's good out of this. Yes, yeah. The first Halloween. That's what I'm going for.
Yep. No, you're right too right now.
You're voting for Busta Rhymes. You're voting for Busta Rhymes.
No, I've already seen the worst one, and that was that Halloween 2.
Yes, we did.
Which was fucking Rob Zombie's one, alright? The Rob Zombie one's the fucking worst one. But all these movies are terrible. No, don't get me wrong. They're all terrible. I watched them all. They're fucking terrible. Except for the first
one. First one's great.
I have a feeling, though. Out of 85 votes, we're still going. So the poll ends in like about 2 more weeks, I think, on the weekend of the 24th or something like that. And still cash your votes. Vote for the first one, please.
And that won't happen.
The month of October, watching another shitty-ass horror film. But I have a feeling Season of the Witch is going to win.
God damn it.
Season of the Witch.
Yeah.
No, he called that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, if I had to take a bet, that's my bet. Which one's your bet, Denzy?
That one.
What about you, Sammy?
I really wanted to be the first one. But that's like my personal thing right now.
No, trust me. This is our third year doing this. We get punished for this shit.
We're gonna get punished?
Hey, well, we thought the second one was gonna be good, the original one.
We did!
We watched it, it was shit.
God. Fuck. Yeah, it's either that or fucking Halloween H2O.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. That's gonna be some fucking bullshit.
No, watch
Resurrection. Woo! Let's get right into it.
No,
you know when we get done with Halloween, Z, we're gonna do Paranormal Activity next.
Son of a bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, the first one?
We got a long ass way to go for that though. Cause we got like how many Halloween movies still left? I mean, we've only done two, so I mean, so we got fucking shitload still to go. So.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
But people, if you have any little bits of pieces of soul in your heart, whatever, then vote for Halloween. Not that Rob Zombie one. I don't need to see that prequel shit.
That's the one I'm actually thinking about now. Of winning. Because I'm not going to lie. We had fun trashing that second one.
I didn't have fun. I hate that fucking
movie. No, it was terrible.
I had fun watching that movie with my brother in the theater because I thought that shit was hilarious. Don't get me wrong. Oh, that shit was funny as fuck, especially with that horse, man. That horse had me laughing.
You said it best earlier about movies don't want you to like the characters. No. Rob Zombie's freaking is perfect for that.
No, you don't give a fuck about none of them, but that horse, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in horror, period. Halloween 2 is the greatest horror film I've seen in quite some time. I've never laughed out hard. I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in a theater ever. And then when I was watching that movie, it was a packed theater too. Everybody's going, oh, ooh, oh. The girls were covering their eyes. Me and my brother, only two in the dickheads in the front laughing and shit. I never found anything more funny than that shit or ever. And then that horse coming in, Michael, you need to kill that bitch. That horse being a metaphor for why Michael killed. Wow, that was some stretching shit. Right, I wish Rob Zombie would have continued that series. I was so looking forward to that.
And if you know, remember the trailers, I think that horse just popped up. It was never promoted at all, right?
Yeah, it just popped up. It was a metaphor for why he killed.
Yeah, that's awesome. That makes no sense.
Funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
No sense.
The horse. Michael, where's my Jiffy at? You promised me some pain. And then that nigga's a homeless dude walking the cornfields of Ohio. Motherfucker had a hoodie on, and he decided when to fucking put his goddamn. I love it. This white man wearing a hoodie, and he's a serial killer. And nobody stereotyped his ass. When it was just fucking roaming the streets. He dude's a straight up bum. And he don't put the mask on until like an hour into the film, and she just like, what the fuck? A fucking Lori. She looks like goddamn Pinatusky from a fucking Orange Is the New Black. Teeth is all fucked up and shit. She got that black outline around her lips and shit. Look like she got done sucking crack and dick at the same time and shit.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the funniest movie ever. By far. One of the funniest movies I've ever fucking witnessed in my life.
That's actually, his Halloweens are absolutely probably the worst remakes compared to with Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th.
That's debatable. That remake of Nightmare on Elm Street was boring as shit.
But he didn't change shit like that.
Shit was still boring, though. I was bored out of my fucking mind. I thought they took all the characteristics away, and I was bored as fuck. At least on Halloween, I can say I laughed or something.
That's a good...
Oh, whatever. Fuck all that. I don't want to talk no more horror right now. I want to move on to some questions. And the first one I got is from Mr. Anderson. He says, has Sammy been hanging around P1? I was not expecting that aggressive. Well, we fucked, yeah, of course. I was not expecting that aggressive outburst on not liking Spider-Man. I thought she was the quiet, sweet one of the site. P1 is molding hosts into his own. Well, welcome aboard, Sammy. Yes, I'm molding. You know how you mold a dick sculpture or whatever? I'm molding. I've created a mold of myself, and I just put the hosts, I push them in it and just close that motherfucker, and they come out looking the same way they do, but yet with the personality of P1. Yeah, that's how it does.
Yep.
No, Sammy's a bitch. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Yeah, y'all didn't pick up on that already? Really?
She's like almost like two steps away from being a cunt, kind of, in a way. So.
Almost. I have days. I have days where I'm a massive fucking cunt. I really do.
She has a heart, but
It's a little black Indian heart, so.
I only like people who aren't white.
And it's pretty much animals.
Yeah, animals are good. Trees, I like that shit too.
Yeah, she likes nature more than people, basically, what she's telling you.
Yep. Quiet, sweet one. Fuck off.
Yeah, you know, she's quiet, all right. She's quiet when she's blessing the animal she just killed, something like that. Yeah, that's the only time, yeah. She's sweet to that animal she's about to eat or whatever, or that tree she's hugging or something like that. She's a tree-hugging motherfucker, but, yeah. I can only imagine if she lived in California, she'd be hating people already. She'd be like, man, there's a reason why we have no water. Motherfuckers. I can see her blessing the water now and on her knees and shit, just holding the water and just like, no.
No.
We need some more some Indians out here. Not the dot-dot Indians, but the tree-hugging Indians. We need more of those out here so we can bless the water to grow into more.
Bless what? Yep. I'll get in on that. I'll buy a plane ticket right now to come bless the water.
I love it because when Sean came by here, he was like, man, he said, I see why you and Cody stay in shape so well. There's a lot of healthy places to eat at out here. He's like, man, he's like, and it's delicious. He's like, it's good. He's like, but I gotta hold back. I might go broke. He's like, I felt a little embarrassed, whatever, because it's like, you guys are in shape, and he's like, eat all this healthy food. He's like, I see why. It's all over the place out here. You know, it's just, you stay in shape, and you look good and everything, whatever. He's like, I like it. And I was just like, yeah. A lot of people don't have that, I know. A lot of states and cities don't have that, what we have, I guess. You put a healthy place in Ohio or Z out there, they'd be like, tear that motherfucker down.
We don't have, I think we have like maybe two.
Two healthy places
that's
to
just
eat?
Really? That's like having a Disneyland for them.
True.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I know. So, Sammy, we need you to get your tribe out here and bless our water.
Yeah, sure. I'll call a few people. We'll see what we can do.
Hey, as long as I can shower, I can really give a shit less about water. I'm not gonna lie. As long as I can shower, then we're fine. Shit. We have water. We just can't drink the water. It's just like, that's fine. That's why they make juice. That's why they make juice and alcohol. They make other forms of things to drink. You don't need water. Gatorade. There you go. That's a substitute. Flavored.
There you go.
There you go.
Like that. Yeah, like coconut that. Water. There you go. There's water right in the name.
Water with a color flavored in it. There you go. That's water. Shit. All kinds of substitute for water. I don't see why California's so uptight about the water. Actually, I take that back. They're only uptight about water in L.A. My area, I never once see any of those fucking signs that say, make sure you save water. We're in a drought. But as soon as you cross that road over in the L.A. area, that's when you start seeing them signs just nonstop. Save water. Save the water.
Save the water.
Heck, L.A. abuses that shit. That's why you gotta live by the beach in Long Beach. There you go.
There you go.
You never have water problems. We know how to recycle water. I'm like pretentious ass LA. Steve! He says, well, seeing how it is Halloween season and horror season for Throwback Tuesday, what is your favorite film to watch on Halloween, guys? For me, I love the first Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't watch movies on Halloween. I go out and go get drunk and shit and go fuck some chick in a Halloween costume, so.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah. Last year, the year before, I was with Cody, and we was fucking in the street, so that's what we did for Halloween.
It's probably going to be Scream.
Scream? Really?
That's not a horror movie.
Nice. Yeah, still my favorite, the watch.
It's an action adventure.
All right, then I'll say Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat, okay.
Okay.
Do you say that to the kids when you go looking for them at Halloween?
Actually, as you pull them into your van,
trick or treat. There you go. That's a horror movie for you to make, baby. Trick or treat. The unknown pedophile assailant.
Mm. Of Toledo.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. You make a Halloween movie every year. There's a house and a guy always, he can't wait for Halloween. And then next thing you know, when Halloween comes out, kids turn up missing. That'd be perfect for you since you hate kids too. You can get some kid actors and shit and just tell them, just treat them like shit, tell them to shut the fuck up and shit and just hide in this basement or something like that.
Maybe.
Z's like, I ain't doing that. I'm trying to get into the supernatural shit with Jason Blow. Sammy, how about you?
Oh my god. Horror movies?
Yeah.
The only horror movies I can think of like are way back when, like Nosferatu, Rosemary's Baby, Psycho.
When Psycho came out, niggas wasn't taking showers for weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That shit right. was good.
When Jaws came out, the beaches were clean. Just. When The Exorcist came out, you had to get a ticket to go to church. That's back when horror movies had impacts on lives.
Yeah, real ones.
Yeah.
Real horror movies. Ones that are, like, creepy and stuff. I like that. So, I guess that's the kind of stuff that I would watch. I could go, like, Evil Dead, if you want to go for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let the right one in, because that's just beautiful. That's just a beautiful movie to watch.
The remake or the original?
The original.
Original, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like the remake?
Not really.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I like the
original. It was okay. Like, for a remake, like, yeah. Good job. But if you watch the original and then watch the remake, and you can see the differences. And
oh, yeah, definitely. The only part I liked about the remake was the CG part they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the part where they were in the car, that was shot beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
We could go Antichrist, The Descent.
Wow, that's a good movie.
That movie stopped being scary until you saw the monsters.
Descent was a good movie.
Yeah, you watched
a lot
of our movies on Halloween.
Pan's Labyrinth. That's not really horror, but it's fun.
Horror elements to it.
What is that considered, really?
What?
Fantasy? Pan's Labyrinth?
Fantasy.
Yeah,
fantasy? Okay.
Well, it's Guillermo del Toro, so what does that tell you?
Yeah.
That man's mind is a fantasy.
Yep. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It the Clown.
It the Clown.
Stephen King.
Yep. And obviously, because I love zombies, Night of the Living Dead, the 68 one. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Zombies. Back when zombies were like something nice.
You like Day of the Dead? No. Zombie holding a gun?
No.
We thought that was good before.
Yeah.
That was. You also want to do more fun stuff, like Cabin in the Woods is a lot of fun.
Tucker versus Dale and Evil.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Comedy horror really works. Really
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead? Oh, yeah, that was
Zombieland. Yeah,
comedy horror is a really great horror genre. That's the thing. See, that's what I was talking about. The fact of using horror movies today to try and scare people, that's the wrong route to go now. I think you really got to add other genres into it. I would even say something like, what the fuck was the name of that movie? World War Z. Not a horror movie, but it had a horror element to it at the end of the film, in that third act where he was trying to make it away. And I was like, you know what? This works. I actually feel something for, I'm afraid for this guy or something. You know, I feel the horror element to it or whatever and stuff. Straight horror just doesn't work today. You got to add other elements to it to make an actual fucking movie to it.
That's true.
Right.
And I think that's why the comedy aspect of it works. Because I've yet to see a bad comedy horror film yet that wasn't like some B-level shit. Like
Black Sheep. Black Sheep's garbage. Black Sheep. Y'all didn't see Black Sheep?
No.
I saw Black Sheep. I remember Black Sheep.
I saw
Black Sheep. Matter of fact, I think you was the one that brought it up a lot fast.
I saw.
It's fucking hilarious.
It ain't the first time you brought this movie up.
There's
Nope.
I watched a horror musical called Stage Fright. That was bad. That was bad.
Yeah. As for me, I don't watch movies on Halloween.
No.
I'm just thinking about all the like movies that I would like to watch that are like horror Halloween-y kind of shit.
Yeah.
I never watch a single one of those on Halloween. I'm too busy out fucking dancing and shit.
I don't get time to watch movies, period, unless it's something that's now coming out. So, I don't. And plus, like you said, I'm usually out doing shit that I shouldn't be doing. I'm Daft Punk. I'm a robot this year for Halloween, so I'm not fucking my costume up. Come on now. Shit.
I'm gonna be a siren.
I dress up, I go out, I party, and I get my dance on, I get my freak on, and I get my rocking on. You know, I move to the groove, to the beat of the drum. There you go. So.
That's what you need to do. Fuck God, if you're too old for trick-or-treating, go outside. Go party.
I would still trick-or-treat, sure.
Oh, God. If I could?
I would. Yeah, Z does it. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
I don't remember the last time I even dressed up.
It was yesterday. Anyway, though.
No, I don't dress up for Halloween.
Okay. Well, if you'd like, you can go to my Instagram page at Phenomenal01 and you can see me as Daft Punk, and that's what I'll be for Halloween this year. And I even got sound effects and lighting and everything in my costume, so. And that's going to be awesome. So, next question we got here is from Anya Isabel. She says, that's a good name, too, actually. I like that name. Sounds Middle Eastern. I haven't missed Middle Eastern in a while now. Actually isn't a bad suggestion, Z. B1, why the hell don't you do a mature, a.k.a. sex podcast? Especially after those freaky-ass stories you told in that latest episode of Movie Spoilers. I would listen to that freaky shit you've been through. That's not a podcast, and that's called an anthology series.
Be better than that. Better than VHS.
Well, yeah. Wiping your ass could be better than VHS. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do better than VHS. I have thought about it. Z has brought this up like years ago, and I've thought about it. And if I did it, it would not be on this website. There you go. It would be my own thing, and I would probably use my other alias, if you will. The name that only so few know me by from this side or whatever, and I would go about it that way. I would not tie it in with movie spoilers in any way, for shape or matter, and it would be my own thing where I thought about it and I would interview people on a random basis. It would be an interview show. I would talk my sex shit at the beginning and the second half would be an interview or whatever. So
then you get nominated for the sex there, that whatever the award is for the podcast awards.
Hey, if I want to if I did do that and that other thing I do on the side, the sex thing, one before I did it in a movie, then I would just say fuck movie spoilers and start doing the sex thing more. you guys got to listen to, because I since Z did bring it up again last week, I have been kind of studying other sex podcasts and shit like that. Those are some of the best podcasts ever, man.
Isn't there a lot? Like, literally a lot. I know Dr. Drew's probably... Dr. Drew's
category. I mean, and, you know, the funny thing is a lot of them are in the top 10 iTunes chart, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You guys got to listen to one. Sammy would love this one. I want her to listen to this whenever you get the chance. And next week when we come back, you give me a report of them. But I guess I'll probably see some conservative people either getting annoyed by them or something like that. But they are very open. It's called Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
Listen to that podcast. Those girls are fucking awesome. They're two New York girls. They're comedians. They do a podcast. They call it the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
Oh, I love it.
I know, it's awesome already. And once they said that, I was like, I'm for it now. Yeah, it's an anti-slut shaming podcast. And they have a guest on every now and they interview them and shit like that. They had this 62-year-old woman who hosts a podcast called Sex Economics. And she's Puerto Rican, grew up in the time where the sex revolution began back in the mid-60s. People are like, how the fuck do you know that, people? I do my research on other things besides movies now. Come on now. And sexual revolution had back in the 60s, and she was just talking about like how her mother was an abortionist in the neighborhood and stuff like that. I mean, this woman, I ain't gonna lie, this woman, 62 years old, and she was turning me on. I never had a boner listen to a 62-year-old woman on a podcast. I was getting turned on like a motherfucker. I didn't even know what she looked like, and I was like, I'd fuck her. They hear open and shit. They talk about everything. The first, I think, the you know how most podcasts talk about, like, how are you doing to your codes? They ask, how your pussy feeling?
I love it. I love it already.
Yeah. So look, Jack, people, I actually recommend this. This is a P1 recommendation. I don't recommend too many podcasts because I think they're boring as shit sometimes, but this is probably the first one I found, and I found this on a Monday, last Monday.
Is this one of the tops on iTunes?
And I've listened to two episodes. What was that?
Is this one of the top ones on iTunes?
It was number 3 at one point, but I can't know. I don't know where it's at right now, but it's called Guys We Fucked. You should listen to them, people. They are fucking awesome. The latest episode that just got put up was Do You Want Your Dick Owned?
Yep.
And
love it.
The latest one, whatever. I think I've listened to almost 14 episodes now. I'm hooked. These guys are awesome.
How long have they been around?
Ooh, I don't know, actually. They got a lot of episodes, though. They've been around since 2013. December 6th, 2013 is when the podcasts are.
Damn.
So, yeah. And like I said, they're awesome. These girls are fucking awesome.
They never stop. everybody, welcome to another episode of Guys We Fuck. It's the Anti-Slutching Podcast. I feel like this is like a very soothing intro. It's soothing.
I want to fuck these two so bad just by hearing that.
They sound hot.
They do sound hot.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Oh, I'll tell you about it in a second. I know we have some business to take care of.
Yes, we have to take care of the business.
I'll tell you about my pussy soon, though.
Don't you worry.
I cannot wait.
All right, I got stock. I'm getting a boner right now. No, I love those girls. They're awesome. So, yeah, check that show out. Guys, We Fuck. That's what I listen to on Halloween. There you go. That's my Halloween movie to watch.
Yep.
So yes, Anya, maybe you'll see a sex podcast. It just won't be here. It'll be somewhere. I don't know how I'll post it. Maybe. Maybe it'll just be an iTunes thing, I guess. And then last question I'm going to answer here is from Brian. He says, okay, to see how good P1 would be with people, if you don't know Brian, which I just found out this week when he told me, he is our flaming gay guy of movie spoilers, as he so puts it.
Okay.
With the emphasis on flaming, as he told me. I put emphasis on that. So, okay. The flaming gay guy of movie spoilers. And he's another one that believes Cody should come out the closet. And he said it's going to happen. He told me straight up it's going to happen, so he just needs to stop putting it on hold because it's going to happen. But okay. But he says, to see how good P1 would be with that, I got a question for you. P1, what are some tips for a male to keep it hard? He puts that in caps. Without taking Viagra or pills. Any tricks? Oh, that's simple, dude. A fucking dick ring.
Nah.
Come on now, man. Shit, come on. You're a gay guy. You're a nice young gay guy looking at yourself, whatever shit. You know what you look like, whatever shit. But, yeah, come on, dick ring. You wrap that shit around your balls and your dick, and it keeps the blood flowing up there. So there you go. You can go longer. The only reason why you guys wear that shit. Z is just like, you are a nasty motherfucker.
I wasn't thinking that.
He says, why do you know that?
Now that you say that.
You thinking it though, I know that. And Sammy's like, tell me more.
Dick rings. I've used them.
Dick ring, there you go. Wayne, put it on your dick and you see if you get your balls back. Yeah, dick ring. It keeps the blood circulating. It's going to get around tight around. You got to get the one that goes around the balls or whatever. That's the one that usually gets really intense. You really, like, you know, feel like going that extra mile and shit like that. So, but if you get one, you want to start it off, you get to wrap around your dick, then yeah, it should be fine, man. Unless you just non-enthusiastic, no stamina having motherfucker, then I don't know what to tell you.
Damn. You probably answered the best. I don't know anything about the dick rings, but...
I was just about to ask.
You don't know about dick rings?
No. Why would I want to know about that?
Because the answer I just said right now.
So you can last longer.
Makes your performance better. I don't need it because I'm black, so... But every now and then you like to experiment with these kind of things, you know? And plus, I've been training jujitsu, boxing, and fucking yoga, so my stamina's at all-time high. I can fucking go on and on, I mean, shit, so. Stamina ain't never been a problem for me. It's finding the girl that say, okay, damn, it's been 5 hours, you won't stop, shit. And be like, when you dry up, that's when I'll stop. You'll know if I'm bored with you if I stop. Or if I put glasses on and act like you're not even there. Which I tend to do a lot, actually. I find that sex is a lot more fun when you're just there. Even though she is on top of you or something like that. And the thing about with women, too, is that you gotta acknowledge that they're there. Or they're gonna notice it. P1, are you hear me, right? Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. Whatever it is you're doing. Whatever it is you're doing. That's why I look up to Don John. That movie spoke so much to my life.
That was your life.
It kind of is, actually. You just replace religion with podcasting, and then there you go.
Yeah.
How about you, Z? Well, you got any tips for how to keep your stamina, keep it hard, nice and hard and long?
Without pills or anything.
He's like, let me Google this.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you test it out and jerk yourself off right now and then find out. There you go.
Sure. I honestly don't know.
How about you, Justin?
Me?
Yeah. How you keep your dick hard? How you keep your dick hard, man? Tell me about your dick.
Well,
technically you're not a man, so you wouldn't know, but you got tips.
No, do I have tips? No, the only tips that I have is for people like who have like really bad timing with coming and stuff, like especially with girls. I can help them with anything though.
I guess he said keeping it hard. Oh, I got one for you then too, if you can't get the dick ring. Jerk off before she comes. There you go. Or he, or Brian, I don't know who you asked for. I don't know how who you asked for. It's for your boyfriend, whatever it is, whatever shit. But yeah, whatever. And just jerk off before then. There you go. That's like a rookie tip, though. That's like high school shit.
Yeah, you'll last longer.
Yeah. I ain't done that since, like, when I was first getting some, probably. So I find that experience helps, too, you know, once you use. Because, like, most people, they get a little too excited. Be that chick you wanted or something like that, or you finally getting some after a long time or something, you get a little too excited, you might, you start dripping like ketchup and shit. Or a bottle of mustard, whichever you prefer. I don't discriminate. You can be red or yellow, doesn't matter. Sammy knows all about that, being a red.
You?
Yeah.
You?
But,
how long do you, Lassie?
I don't time, but I'm fine.
Are you serious? You don't time it?
You don't time that shit?
No.
Like, you know every single woman you've been with times that shit.
Yeah, they kind of do.
They do.
And especially if they tell you, like, most of the time when a woman tells you, men out there, whatever, they telling you, go slower, and you fucked them before, it's because they know your routine.
Yeah, they know.
They ain't telling you to go slower because you're hurting them or anything like that. They tell you to go slower is because they, like, pace yourself. Okay, work your way through this. Don't just, you just stuck it in, already beating it up, and then you come to a second later or whatever. No, they're telling you to go slower because they want you to pace yourself so you can enjoy yourself and they can enjoy themselves as well. Mm-hmm. And that has been an edition of the Sex Podcast with the Phenomenal One. By the way, Z, I already have a name for it and everything and the artwork.
Damn, you move fast.
I know. So, it may have, may not, I don't know, we'll see. But
This is interesting, though. I want to know, how long, roughly, can you estimate for me, do you last?
Now, Z, to be fair, I don't time myself no more because I know my speed and how far I can go. I know when I just don't give a fuck about the girl. I'll just do it real quick to get it over with. fuck yeah, especially when you just want to, like, cause she may have come to your place and you kind of just want to get her out of here. Because, you know, you don't want to hear her talk or bring up some shit like, oh, let's go out and do this. It's like, no, I don't want to go out with you. This is just a fuck.
Or it's a slump buster.
Yeah, exactly. Or you just pull that shit where you just make your phone ring and be like, oh, shit, phone's ringing. Oh, gotta go. Oh, shit. Do one of those, whatever. But, the thing is, I don't have to time myself anymore because I know my length. So you've never timed yourself even when you first started having sex?
No. Oh. It's not like I, like, have a why I keep looking at the clock, no.
No, you don't keep looking at the fucking clock, but you can tell how long it's been.
Yeah, because, like, you know the time you start and the time you finish. You ain't got to keep looking at the clock. You just, you know.
I'm going to say 5 to 10.
5, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's without the dick ring, right?
Yeah, it's without that's the dick ring.
He says without the dick
ring. Dude, do you just beat it up? Like, holy.
Do I just what?
You beat it up.
You just beat it up. You just go in and you just bam, 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 done.
Do that again, Sammy.
Bam, 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 done.
Yeah, she's sounding like bam, bam.
Well, that did. No. Dude,
Sammy put up saying, are you Flintstoning that shit?
No.
Yeah.
Am I? No, I'm not. No? There's no way. No.
No. Because
you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy it.
5, 10 minutes.
Huh?
For 5, 10 minutes.
You gotta enjoy it. You can't, like, let it go, like, real fast and be, like, kind of like an afterthought.
A lot of another tip too for Brian out there as well is keeping our foreplay. I've learned that sometimes foreplay helps you. It gets you more relaxed and comfortable because if you just jump right into it, you're not getting yourself warmed up for it. So foreplay tends to help, especially if it goes on for fucking 10 minutes and you're just making out with the person or whatever and stroking or rubbing or whatever the fuck you're doing. Brian, I don't know what the fuck you're doing in your lifestyle, man. He's like, trying to stroke you, P1. I'm like, you already did, remember? you just don't remember, bitch. But that's what I do. The little P1 gives people amnesia. That's how you say it, right, Sammy?
Exactly how you say it.
Yeah, I give people amnesia. Sure, that's what I do. Make you forget. That's how good it is.
Right.
So 5-10 minutes, huh, Z?
5-10 minutes.
That's my.
I think we need to have an intervention with you, sir.
That's my estimate.
Okay. Okay. See.
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm free the last week of October. Okay.
Okay. Damn.
You fucking pay to get me down there. I'll teach you something.
Damn.
One, all my money's tied up right now, so I don't have that kind of money right now. But I'm not free.
The offer's there. The offer's there.
He's giving you the offer. Damn, shit.
Offer's there.
Not everybody has a training fuck buddy, that's for sure.
Training.
Yeah, I had to teach myself.
I would help you, sir.
That is really nice of her. Wow.
Well, thank you.
That is hella nice.
Thank you.
And women, if you out there listening to this right now, I am offering myself too.
To train them.
And ladies, I'm gonna tell you something. Take it. Take that offer.
Might as well take it. You know, I'm for free.
That's why he got the name from Phenomenal.
He'll pay for your cab.
Yeah, damn straight. Got taxi vouchers lined up.
They're in the top drawer.
Yeah, damn straight they are. Sure, they are right next. Actually, they're on the counter right there. I'm looking at them right now next to that box of Magnums. I really got to put those in drawers. That just looks. That's not cool when people come over. That's just. But I really don't give a fuck. So it's like, you know, if you expecting a nice gentleman by this point, you just like wow. It's like wow. you might as well just leave now because that ain't happening. You know. I think one of the listeners wanted me to fuck them last night.
Why?
I got a text message. She was kind of upset. She was like, "You were moving around too much." She's like, "I am mad at you right now." And I was just like, "I saw you a couple of times. You know, you were talking to some guy, or whatever." And, you know, but she was me the whole night. I was like, "Oh, okay." And a girl just got raped right now. All right.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, so, but.
Man.
Hey, if you're listening, I'm not gonna put your name out there, but hey, you know, you can get it, definitely. Don't get me wrong, shit. I was just not in the mindset of, you know, I'm gonna be going around fucking my listeners, you know? I already fucked two of them. Can't make it five. Cynthia, I'm talking about you. Anyway. So, that has been the anti-slut podcast right now with Sammy. Oh, I asked all those best questions for Z. Every week she's gonna ask you a question now, Z.
Okay.
Yeah, every week. Every week.
She wants to know your progression.
Looking forward to that.
You looking forward to it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
Not looking
well,
forward
have
to
you
that.
Seen me?
What?
Have you seen me, darling? Are you not looking forward to having those discussions?
Yes, I have seen you.
You hear that arrogance, Z? That's one thing. Like
she does. That does sound like a whole like oozing of confidence.
You know what it reminds me of, Z?
What's that?
A female version of me. And that's why I like her.
Everyone's thinking that.
Well, hey, if the shoe fits, then hey, might as well accept it, then, right, Sammy?
Yeah, I wear that. I wear that title with pride.
Right, S1.
Oh, I like that.
That's pretty good.
I have many proteges here. Sammy is my graduating student. Cody and Wayne still got some work to do.
Whatever, Wayne gets his balls back.
Well, then never mind, and that's a lost cause. But all right. He's in love right now. He doesn't have time for that.
Oh my god. Ugh.
Love is the root of all evil, I know.
Really? People say it's money. Not money.
Look, I'm just gonna put this out here. Dick is free. Pussy costs. If you can remember that, man, then you should be fine.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't care what you think. Oh, this and that, whatever. No, pussy costs. It's something. I told a girl else the other day and shit like that about her man or whatever. I said, you paid for that? And she's like, yeah, I paid for it. You know, it's fine. You know what I mean? I looked at her and said, I know your vagina just must have got drier the moment you reached into your wallet right there, isn't it? Because there's something about the vagina that's connected to the brain that whenever a woman reaches for their wallet, when they out with their man or something like that, the vagina sends a signal to the brain by drying up saying, that nigga ain't worth this right here. That's why women, your shit dries up when you pay for shit. You don't realize it yet, but that's what happens. It's sending a signal to your brain telling you the man you with ain't worth shit. So
just accept it. Just accept it. We're going with it.
Mm-hmm. So men, you better spit on that shit and get it going. But anyway, though. Oh man, that's been the show, guys. Oh
yeah.
Had a better time talking to y'all than I had about this fucking movie, that's for sure.
Right.
If you'd like to talk to me more about sex talk, you can find me on Radio Night. I mean, Movie Spoiler Pod. That's right. Yes, I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I'm not supposed to. What the fuck is my movie handle? That's right. Movie Spoiler Pod. And Z, your wish came true. I had two people tell me I'm the new age Howard Stern now. So
yeah,
it's awesome now. I even got an email. Which I post on Instagram. It's awesome.
Just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time now. So, yeah, that's going to be. And once the sex show gets started, then that's really going to be fucking Howard Stern shit. Because, especially when they come to the live studio, such as a couple of porn stars I know as well. So
that's what I was just about to say. You're going to have porn stars.
God bless Twitter. God bless Twitter. I mean, the fact that you got porn stars to follow you, I don't even talk sex shit or whatever, that's awesome. So, so you can find me there at Movie Spoiler Pod. I'm always there. I'm always sending the best tweets about, I don't know, random shit. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm there taking the photos and everything. Photo just got posted right now. All right. So that's Instagram at Phenomenal01. You can also find me on that thing they call Google Plus if you like to use 140 characters or more. You need to get in touch with me longer. That is at MoviesSpoilers_TPO. Or if you just need to email me and tell me how great I am or how much of a dickhead I am, you can do that at MoviesSpoilersPodcast@gmail.com. Sammy, where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitter. That's at Miss Sammy. MissSSSAMI. You can also find me on Instagram. That's Mr. Sammy. You can find me on Google Plus. That's Samantha Brown. Facebook, Samantha Brown as well. You know what? I think y'all should add me to Snapchat because, trust me, you always want to get in that Snapchat game when I'm around. That's Mr. Sammy as well.
Hmm? Oh, especially Cody and Sammy's Snapchat sessions.
Those are good ones.
Those get steamy.
Those are good times.
Oh, those are real good times, I hear. Oh, yeah. Not from him, but from you. He ain't dumb shit, so.
He's always just, like, sitting there doing a great job, like, giving me thumbs up and shit. And I'm like, oh, I know.
Oh, he's telling you that? Oh.
He always tells me I'm doing a great job.
Oh, look at that. All right.
Great job, or I'm looking good. I'm like, yep.
Okay. I see Cody working his magic or whatever. He can talk that shit as if he don't care. Yeah, I'm working that magic. All right. Trying to get some of that Canadian Indian ass. All right. Z, where can they find you at, though?
You can find me at Twitter, SBulldog99, and Google Plus and Facebook at Chad Zuber.
Oh, okay. All right then. All right. Well, hey people, that's been the Throwback Tuesday episode 117. I'm your spoiler host of the most, the Phenomenal One.
This is Z.
And I'm Sammy.
And we will be back next week for episode 118 or the sex show, whichever one you prefer. Later, bastards.
Later.
Bye.
My apartment's haunted.
It's not haunted. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
Oh, my God.
like you.